following is brought to you by the Shining Wizards Network, available on iTunes, Stitcher, Audioboo, and at swn.shiningwizards.com.
Well, it is I, the quintessential stud muffin. Jewel, my penis has an elbow. When I'm in, it hits her colon, innards, spleen, and gizzards. When I bust, it's like a blizzard, and I roll with Shining Wizards. Gertner, keep listening, and have yourself an eargasm.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, and I say well, I can't even talk tonight. Holy shit. Welcome to another exciting edition of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, where it's wrestling talk.
Let's talk about wrestling. I'm like,
wow,
loud.
You are so,
I'm
fucking
so loud.
Jesus.
It's this new fancy equipment you got here.
Well, all right, let's start it off right. I'm Bonesaw.
Craven Varro.
And I am Destruction.
Wow. All right. It took Matt a while, but he got
I didn't know
there.
What you were going for. I was thinking through my head. There's more than three champions in PWS, and there's only three of us here tonight.
Yeah,
we're doing the whole chat. I didn't realize we were doing the whole champion thing.
No, I was just going for PWS, whoever you guys could name.
I could have been Starman.
Well, why weren't you?
I didn't know what you were going with because you started with Bonesaw.
Why? All right. So I started with Bonesaw, the new Pro Wrestling Syndicate World Heavyweight Champion.
I guess Bonesaw was ready.
Well, Kevin, you were involved backstage at all the ongoings this past week at Return to Rahway. Can you enlighten us as to what that experience was like?
That was an intense experience, very, very nerve-wracking going into it. Didn't really know what to expect setting up. And this is the first time I've done anything like this basically like since high school. So basically I was just there to assist our fourth member, Eddie.
God rest his soul.
And whatever he needed. It was a long day.
I'm sorry, if I may. For those of you who aren't aware, Eddie did he put together all the videos that were shown on the
Titan.
Well,
wait a minute. Why don't you just let Eddie tell the story?
Because Eddie isn't here.
No, he's here. Say hi to him.
No.
Say hi to Eddie, Kev.
Don't. Please don't, Kevin.
Please say
please
hi to
don't.
Eddie. Please say
don't.
Hi to Eddie.
So,
Kevin.
For those of you who don't know, Eddie did all the video and Titantron work for PWS, and Kevin was there to assist him, since Tony did a very shitty segue into Kevin's involvement in PWS, because no one knows what the fuck Kevin and Eddie were doing there.
That's true.
Until now.
I was letting Kevin set us up. It's called letting the guest do the...
Kevin's not a guest, you retard.
Well, it's his story, so technically Kevin's
I don't have any stories. You just came in. You
Kevin's
just
a wizard.
Wait. Kevin, you said on Facebook you had stories. You couldn't wait to tell him on Tuesday, and now you
I
don't
just
have
wanted
a story?
To, oh, well, I didn't say I had stories. I said that it was an awesome time and that it was just... it was an incredible. It's an incredible process to see how a show like that comes together, and when you realize that they are Pro Wrestling Syndicate, it's so much more than just your independent organization. And if you saw the stage and the setup, and the screen and the video work that Eddie did, which was absolutely fantastic, all the guys were popping for it, for all of the Titantrons that he did. And it was so cool to just be there from 2 o'clock in the afternoon, from ring setup till breakdown at around 1 o'clock in the morning, and it was just an incredible experience. And basically what I was doing was going back and forth from the Titantron to the PWS logo, and then back to the next Titantrons and all that stuff, which was actually a mission in itself because we were directly behind the stage, so we couldn't see a goddamn thing. So we had no idea when the guys were done making their entrance. We had no idea when like the finish was going to happen, like when the match was going to be over. We had to literally listen for the bell before we were able to just jump on to the Titantron stuff again. And that was just so intense. But after a while, me and Eddie, we fell into our rhythm. And we actually had a guy, Mario Valentino, he was in the Battle Royal, who helped us out, letting us know when the guys were done with their entrances, so we didn't loop the music longer than we had to.
Nice.
Yeah. So he did us a big favor with that. So shout out to Mario on that. But overall, it was wild. Like I said, after a while, me and Eddie found our groove. But going in, I couldn't have been more nervous about doing that shit.
You know what was amazing? I got to interview such luminaries as Primetime Sam Roberts, good friend of the show.
I know where this is going.
Just incredible. PJ Polacco, member of the Shining Wizards Network, swn.shiningwizards.com, cheap plug. Phil Ditto, Mr. Oso Blanco himself was there. Spoke to him for a while. Interviewed the guys from the Midnight Jury. Mike Norengager, Adam Hedding came out. And when I went back to try to listen to it, well, hell's bells. When Matt gave me the recorder, he told me it was recording, and it wasn't.
I didn't tell you it was recording.
Yes, you did.
I said, it's on, here you go.
Yeah, it's on, here you go.
Isn't there a fucking red light?
Dude, there were three red lights, and they were all blinking. So when Dickhead hands it to me, and I see the red lights blinking, okay, it's going, let's go.
I'm sure. And it didn't go. We didn't really miss much.
Well,
I can only imagine what you and fucking Phil, also Buko, were fucking
talking
about.
Dude, Phil gave me gold. Fucking Vicious Vin, the new commissioner of Blow, gave me gold as usual.
Is he really?
Dude, yes. His name is like Vinny Gumbatz or some shit like that, though. It's not Vinny Fasella. It's pretty funny. So he's got a stage name. I'm surprised he just didn't go with Vin Delicious. Whatever. You know, figures with the whole Blow thing. But anyway, it was good times, man. We got to hang out with Kathy from the Sign Girls. Shout out to her.
Shout out to the Sign Girls. Although I have a bone to pick with the Sign Girls.
Wait, which Sign Girls?
Both of them.
Oh, both of them. Okay.
We went. They promised a tailgate party.
Oh no.
And I just happened to see them through one door on one side of the arena to the other, and I saw them. Like, they're looking like they're about to party. So me and Eddie were walking around, and they had no beer.
Wow.
Boo you, Sign Girls.
I think Broadway's a dry town, isn't it?
Well, obviously, we were kind of nervous, too, because the police station's literally behind it.
And it's a good thing, because during the Suicidal Six-Way, there was a bit of a problem.
Oh, yeah.
We were not at that side of the ring at the time, but apparently Starman was trying a dropkick and came down on his head outside the ring, and it was pretty scary, but we're happy to say Starman, take it to the hospital, treated and released. He's in good shape. He's in good spirits. Everything's A-okay. So thank God for that.
Yeah, and Starman's good friend Joey Janela will be calling into the podcast at some point tonight.
You're spoiling the call-ins? I wanted to surprise everyone.
It's not like Starman's calling in. If Starman was going to call in, I wouldn't say anything. But Joey, who's great friends with the Starman, is going to call in, give
and
us an update.
Us
you think he's
Starman.
Hanging out with Starman tonight?
He might be.
You think he had to blow on the cartridge to get the Starman back in the fucking working order?
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
So, Kevin, you guys didn't get to see any of the wrestling?
Not a lot of it.
So you didn't get to do any wrestling talk either?
No, it was tough.
Matt gets so pissed. I fucking
love it. You're like fucking podcast cancer. You're the worst.
Get AIDS. You have
like
cancer.
Terrible.
I do want to touch on that on the Starman incident, dude. That was, like, back there, that was the scariest thing that I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, no joke. Like,
so you legit saw what happened? Or
I didn't see what happened, but
that's the problem.
Referee, I'm not sure if it was Corey Price or the referee, his name has escaped me, I'm sorry, running right to the back, directly to me and Eddie, called 911, unresponsive wrestler, or unresponsive person, and I thought it was somebody in the crowd. Eddie gets on the phone, I immediately run out. It's the scariest thing that I've ever seen, and I hope I never, ever fucking see anything like that again. Props to Starman. Glad he's all right. And it was just a wild scene, and to see the boys' faces was just so intense. And like I said, it was I'm glad he's okay, Starman. And yeah, that's it.
Apparently, it was the thing with Starman. And his gimmick, he's an 8-bit wrestler. So when he falls down,
He glitches
like he's selling. And
that's what the thing was, where people were coming up to me.
Right?
They're like, come on, what's going on here? What's going on here? I'm like, dude, this is the scariest thing I've ever seen. I don't know what the, and that's what people came up to me, like explaining the gimmick to me, which I had an idea of anyway. But I'm just telling them, No, this is Starman is not right, but he's right now, so that's
what. Can I go something ahead. That bothered me during that while he was hurt, while he was down, was I don't know whose call it is, and it's not my decision. I'm not a promoter. I just thought it was kind of like a little shitty to have the ring announcer go around
and try and make announcements
and shill shit like.
Yeah, exactly.
I know it's like kind of on the fly and everyone's just nervous and you're trying to keep the crowd like together and the boys are together because they're obviously all in the back and they're friends and the ring announcer's friends with Starman. And I just, I don't know. I didn't know what the reason was.
I was back there. I was going back and forth from, I guess, from ringside, trying to do my best to do a little crowd control for the people. Because I had no idea where the stretcher was going to be coming in. I thought maybe it would be the back way.
Stretcher? I don't even know her.
But I don't think there was any real communication with anybody at that point. So I think it was someone just making the decision what they thought was best. And then just to try to, the show must go on sort of deal. So in a situation like that, you can't really fault anybody for doing what they think is the right move. In hindsight, whether or not it was, I mean, that's up to anyone's specific personal opinion, but it was such a chaotic scene that you can't really blame anybody for what they did, I think, right. In that point of time.
Overall,
Owen would have wanted it to continue.
Overall, the return to Raw, it was a great show.
Great time.
I feel bad that you and Eddie missed a lot of the action.
Yeah, how was it from the crowd's perspective?
Fan-fucking-tastic.
It was a good show. The Devin Moore is unbelievable,
and he's a fucking cool guy too, man.
And Kyle Reynolds opening the show was a great match. Destruction and Damian Gibbs was good. Damian Gibbs' new gimmick is fantastic.
Did you see the video with the flowers?
I did enjoy the flowery video. Colt Cabana and Buff was a great match.
Boom boom,
great match. Fucking Pat was screaming at Colt.
Did they do a lot? They did a lot of stall work.
Yeah,
or like a lot of like crowd stuff too.
Yeah,
in the beginning.
Dude, the best part, Scotty Riggs. Dude, I told Scotty Riggs that there was a chant for him at the PWS show. He's like, "Nah, get out of here." I'm like, "Dude, I'm not even kidding."
You guys didn't start it?
I don't remember. I don't think we did. No, I don't think we did.
No,
I think it picked up on the other side of the room. There were a couple. There were quite a few that we started, but that, I don't think that was one of them.
That was a good match. The Heavenly Bodies against the big deal, Craig Steele. And
Southside Players Club.
Yeah, that was a decent match. I will bust Craig Steele's balls. His table fall was...
Oh, come on.
It was a little rough. He was holding the rope. He got hit. He, like, sat on the apron, and then he let go of the rope, and then he went to the table. But what do I know? I don't go through fucking tables ever, so for him.
He probably had reasons why he didn't want to take a full dive through the table. That's all I'll say.
I wouldn't want to dive through a fucking table.
We love you, Craig. Maybe next time you guys will win the titles.
Well, they're setting up. They're going to be October 26th is a tables match.
That's right.
Tables rematch. Yeah.
Nice.
So maybe he's saving the big table bump for the next show.
Okay. I like that. The six-way was awesome.
Awesome.
I was able to watch some of the six-way, actually. Yeah, that was cool.
That's always the show stealer.
Yeah.
So now, does that mean there's no more tri-state championship? It's just going to be a suicidal six-way now.
Correct.
Yes. Which is a sweet belt, by the way.
That belt is sick. All their belts are legit. The world championship belt is nice, too. But
yeah, the way they gimmicked it up with the leather belt now with the PWS logo on it, yeah, it's pretty fucking sweet.
But the suicidal six-way belt is nice.
Yes.
That's their big claim to fame, and they always do a great job. They did a whole sequence in the middle where every guy did a WWE.
Yeah, I saw that.
Their whole finisher set. It was fucking great.
I think did it start with Pat doing the Orton?
Yes.
Like he started slamming.
Pat did the Orton. I know. Yes. Lance Hanoi did the Rock. I think the drunken swashbuckler did Steve Austin.
Of course. It all makes sense.
Someone did Daniel Bryan.
Craven Varro did Daniel Bryan, the Facade.
Who I'm a fan of, by the way.
Did Shawn Michaels.
Right.
And then someone did Triple H.
Ooh, who did Triple H?
Who else was in the fucking...
Starman.
Starman? Did Starman do Triple H?
I don't know.
He may have.
Or Pat Buck came back and did Triple
maybe
H.
Maybe Pat Buck, yeah. Maybe
Starman did something. Fuck.
Yeah, but that was fun. That got the crowd really into it.
Yeah, that was a good little sequence.
The Gimmick Battle Royal. Fucking Jewosaurus Jay Silva had me fucking shitting myself with that goddamn leg twitch he was doing. It was so disgusting and erotic at the same time.
My only problem with the Gimmick Battle Royals, they could have just had everyone kind of walk to the ring.
that's, I'll tell you, can I get, shed a little insight on that? We were going, what we were told was that they were each going to have their own entrance, short, and then we were going to have, they were going to scrap that and then just do generic Battle Royal music, have everyone come out. But I don't think we and then that went back to like 6 second boom, 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 music, 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 music. That was it. And then there were guys that weren't on the initial roster for the Battle Royal that entered themselves. I think like Keith Miggs was in it. So he walked out with like no music or walked out to the lifeguard's music or something like that. So
the lifeguard.
I forget exactly what happened with that, but there was definitely some back and forth about what they were actually going to do with that. But I think at the end it was fun.
Now, if you follow 2.5 Wrestlers and Kevin Matthews on Facebook,
who's the man, by the way?
Oh yeah, he's fucking awesome. Some choice words for One Warrior Nation. Were you in the vicinity of that little issue?
I didn't see One Warrior Nation once the entire time I was back there. Believe it or not.
It was a fat man with long hair.
I know who he is, oh, okay. But I don't think I saw him.
You know what he might be? He might be the ultimate warrior that worked for PSE&G at Matt's house when he was a kid and said, I'm going to be at WrestleMania tonight.
It was SummerSlam, first of all.
It could very well have been him, dude. It could have very well have been him.
It's possible.
But, yeah, so you don't know anything about the One Warrior conflict?
No.
Well, I guess we're going to have to tune into our sister show, 2.5 Wrestlers, because Kevin's supposed to be talking about that this week.
Apparently, he didn't want to. He thinks he's like a fucking Adonis.
Yeah, yeah.
And the be-all, end-all of
The fact that he didn't want to actually work the Battle Royal and
right.
just wanted to be the guest enforcer.
Yes, and then he got in there, and as a face, he went in there and he raised the heel's hand and then just walked out of the ring.
Vin was fucking afraid that he's like, dude, he's hanging out on the outside and he's going to go in and beat the shit out of the guy that wins and then he's going to think he won. The guy's delusional.
And then after the gimmick Battle Royal, the lifeguard, who might be the best gimmick ever, fucking Mike Norendonger comes up to me and he's like, what's his name? And I'm like, the lifeguard. He's like, no, really, what's his name? I'm like, no, really. He's the lifeguard.
That's hilarious.
A fucking phenomenal gimmick. I'll break down the fourth wall as well. I talked to Eddie Sunday night. The lifeguard spent a majority of the afternoon pacing with just nerves because he was going to be in the ring with Jake. The Snake Roberts, who was
I'd
the guest commissioner.
I'd be nervous too, dude. I'd be so nervous.
I can't.
How many DDTs did he take?
Two.
Dos.
Did he take two?
Two.
And the second one, dude, he was like all head.
Yeah, it looked like he fucking spiked him. It was good. Fucking Jake got a fucking short arm clothesline. Fucking
did
DDT.
Did he? I missed all that?
Yes. Jake looked fucking awesome. Yeah. And he took a piss next to me in the bathroom.
And there's Matt's claim to fame.
So Matt and Jake were comparing Damien's in the toilet.
We weren't. I was peeing.
You felt a stream.
And then I felt a fucking enormous presence.
Yes.
And I looked over, and it was him.
And Jake was like, you ever see Ghostbusters? You never cross streams. Dude, if he did that, that would have been it. I would have died right there.
I feel, God, when it was all said and done, I don't know what it is. Like, when we go to these shows, I just lock up. Like, I didn't want to talk to anybody. I didn't want to interview anybody.
Not me. I was the fucking social butterfly. I was
dude, when I walked,
to everybody.
I walked over there and I saw you with the Red Bull in your hand. I'm like, fucking Tony's loose tonight, brother.
Dude, I was feeling no pain and I wasn't even drinking, dude. I was just fucking all hopped up, ready to go.
But like, I give fucking the Midnight Jury, they talk to fucking Jake, they talk to Buff.
Yeah, they got around.
Like, we suck.
No,
like,
we don't suck. Dude,
we do. We missed so many opportunities.
Listen, that wasn't the point. The point was for us to be there to enjoy the show. Look.
Yeah,
the,
but look, we're a wrestling podcast when you have an opportunity to talk to these guys.
We've talked to Buff. Everyone knows what we
talked
to.
Yeah, but you
Buff
know what?
About.
If we weren't fucking chicken shits, we would have gone up to Buff and been like, yeah, but you lied on our podcast. Or yeah,
all right.
And then you told everybody.
So you paid $20.
I did.
To go there to start a fight with Buff Bagwell.
Who says he's going
to
want
to
fight me?
You don't know.
He told you he had no fucking friends.
I told him. I said, you remember you did our show? And he's like, I don't remember, man. I do a lot of these shows. What the fuck's the point, dude? He was in a good mood. He looked great. He took a picture with me. I shook his hand. I did what I wanted to do.
Okay, but we could have talked to him.
Well, you could have. You didn't talk to
anybody.
Like
I said, I fucking clammed up like a nervous fuck.
So then what are
fuck.
You yelling at us for? Who cares?
I'm not yelling at anybody. Look, I'm just saying we dropped the fucking ball.
My opinion, Mike and Adam don't get to see these shows like we do. Like, we've gone to a lot of shows over the past year.
Yeah, and we've come back with fucking zero audio.
Well, somebody didn't fucking press the record button. I don't want to fucking make any news.
Nothing against Vicious Vin and fucking Phil, also Buco.
Dude, it was great audio. You weren't there.
The great guys,
Sam Roberts,
and I appreciate.
We talked about Hulk Hogan's contract being expiring in TNA.
That would have been a great.
It would have. It would have. I talked to PJ, who gave us great fucking praise.
He always
does. For the fact that he was on that he's on the network with us. I helped him move his gimmick table too.
I saw that.
Fucking A, man. Shining Wizards helping out the network.
Goddamn right.
We all help each other.
Yeah, but I'm a pussy too, man. When I was back there all day with these guys, and I didn't know what to fucking say to.
You see, that's the other thing too. Like, we've gone to so many of these. Like, when we were there for whatchamacallit, for the Super Show weekend for WrestleMania.
Right.
Like, you're walking around for 5 minutes, dude. Like, you're already loosened up. Like, you've seen these guys like 100 times already over the span of the night. Like, we talk to a ton of people. Like, at that point, you don't even feel uncomfortable talking to them. It's just like, hey, what's up? You know, you want to say a few words, and that's that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Once I got loosened up, I got there, and all of a sudden Matt Hardy walks in, and I'm just like fucking pissing myself because Matt Hardy is just one of my favorite wrestlers of all time.
But you see, that's the other thing. Like, we've talked to Matt Hardy too. It's like, what are you going to do? Interview him every time you see him?
Yes.
Why?
Why not?
What's the point?
Because when you interview him and you talk to him, maybe the Shining Wizards become a name he recognizes. Like when I wished him a happy birthday on his Twitter yesterday,
and he
said thank you.
Very nice.
Look at you.
I'm so glad you're not flipping pizzas anymore.
It's nice. I'm still working 7 days a week, but it's fucking, it's nice to actually have time to do stuff.
Yes, yes indeed. Like, sit around and do some wrestling talk.
Wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
You got it.
They follow the Starman incident with like a 2-on-1 handicap match.
The Suburban Outfitters.
Which is a great name, by the way.
That's a great, yeah.
It's hashtag. And
hashtag. And I forget
Hash Brown.
Hash Brown. I don't know the other guy.
Chris Dickinson.
Okay.
Not Chris Dickinson from Beyond Wrestling.
Against a guy who was actually the first guy that I met when I got in there.
Mario
Andretti?
No.
Savoldi?
No, he's a...
He's a Croatian.
Yeah. Mario Baracco?
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, he's a... Dude, he's going to be big too in that company.
He busted some asses. And then our boy Bonesaw took on Matt Hardy.
Bonesaw's ready.
How was that, Matt? I didn't get to see that.
We spoke with Bonesaw before the show.
We did speak with Bonesaw before the
show. And he wasn't ready yet.
He wasn't ready yet. The match was good. I think he had a little nerves because he was in the ring with Matt Hardy.
Matt freaking Hardy.
But it came off great.
Of course it did. It's Bonesaw.
Because he's Bonesaw. And he fucking pulls out another victory. Bonesaw has an impressive winning streak going.
Sure does.
And then they followed that up with Alex Reynolds against Kevin Matthews for the PWS World Heavyweight Championship.
Of the world.
Alex fucking ambushes Kevin before he can get down the ramp.
Yes.
Great match. Alex Reynolds wins the PWS Heavyweight Championship.
He wins the title.
And then Bonesaw cashes in his PWS medallion chain.
Because, yeah, he won that at the Super Show
when he won,
when he won the Battle Royal. Yeah, and he's been holding on to that for a while.
Yep.
And then some muscle-bound man attacked... Alex.
One Warrior Nation.
It definitely was not One Warrior Nation.
Yeah, they didn't identify him, right? They
nope,
didn't say...
he's still flying under the radar. And Bonesaw is your new...
Wait, who did he attack? Did he attack Matthews? Or did he attack Bonesaw? Was that still in the Reynolds match?
What? Alex? Who?
He attacked Alex.
He attacked Alex, okay.
Yes.
Yes.
So
that was PWS. All in all, a great night.
Congrats to Bonesaw.
It was a little weird that they didn't have an intermission, though.
Well, they were running short on... Apparently, they were supposed to be out of the building by 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
That two-handicap match wasn't supposed to happen. It was supposed to be just them guys coming out.
Them guys.
Getting the crowd fired up, and then that guy coming out and just beating their asses. Not even a match, just showcase himself. But because of what happened to Starman... and the time it took for the paramedics and the police and everything to get straightened out, they needed more time.
Yes, they did.
So that match was filler so they could work out a deal to get more time at the rec center.
That's right.
And then PWS did a free show in Edison on Saturday.
Apparently everybody's thirsty.
Well, apparently there was like a a rap video.
Yes.
We gotta have someone call one of the guys call in and explain this to me.
Well, when we speak to a few of our callers, maybe I don't know if Joey Janela was there. Hopefully, a couple of the other PWS guys will get a chance to call in. They can explain it. All I know is Bonesaw was rocking the Shining Wizards T-shirt.
Yeah,
and that was pretty fucking sweet.
And he decked it out as a tank top, which was awesome.
He's got the tats. He's a big dude.
I know, man. Bonesaw's always ready.
So PWS killing it. Apparently, they outdrew Ring of Honor Saturday night
and Evolve combined.
And Evolve.
That's what's up.
Which, I mean,
yeah,
it's great.
Yeah,
but I think as a whole for wrestling, I mean,
as a whole,
if PWS drew 300 and you're outdrawing those guys, I mean, it's not good for the wrestling business as a whole. You want people to get out there and
was that the total that they? That
I
they
think
drew?
The Kevin Matthews said,
what did he say? Like 700, 800? No. Was it over 1,000?
Where
at PWS?
I don't want to sound like a douchebag, but there weren't anywhere near 1,000 people at the PWS.
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
I think he said like PWS drew like 300.
Oh, all right. It looked like a lot more.
It seemed like more than that.
Yeah. 3 to 4. It wasn't a lot, but he admitted, like, it's hard to draw on a Friday night.
Right.
And then Ring of Honor had terrible numbers Saturday when they did a TV taping the night after they crowned a brand new champion.
Who is?
Adam Cole, former guest of the show.
Former guest. Dude, our pedigree is, like, insane. You look back at all the guests that we've had on the show.
We do have our champions. Pulse on the world of professional wrestling.
Yes.
Unfortunately, Ring of Honor tried to give away iPay-per-view again Friday night. It was free. Death Before Dishonor 11, I think it was. They did it on Go Fight Live TV.
Yes.
Again, they encountered streaming problems, most importantly, during the finals of the World Tournament.
Yeah.
So, like, everybody who was watching it or trying to watch it, like, no one got to see the Adam Cole, Michael Elgin fight.
Elgin? Really?
Yeah, like the stream was terrible.
Well, did you know that PWS also had problems with their stream?
That's what I heard.
Yes, and you know what they're doing to make it good? I don't know if they've done it yet.
They're giving it away for free, right?
They're giving it away for free. ProWrestlingSyndicate.com. I don't know if it's available yet, but keep your eyes out for that. If you didn't order the show or if you did order the show and you want to see what all the hullabaloo is all about and get to check out Eddie and Kevin Matthews' swank entrance ramp with the video production.
I will... tell you something. Pat was with us. Pat Cobb went to the show.
Yes, and the Fifth Wizard.
Was he behaved?
He was very. He was yelling some hysterical stuff
that had
people laughing. He was chanting.
I could have sworn I heard one thing he said from the back. It was during the buff. Like everyone was pro, like Colt Cabana,
yes.
And all of a sudden I heard kick his ass buff. was that Pat? It had to have been Pat.
Yelled something at Colt Cabana. Like, get him, Colt, kick his ass. And Colt, like, stopped and gave him, like, the thumbs up.
All right. Yeah,
it was fucking hysterical.
You know what was really funny? When the one production, like, snafu went off and the video didn't start for 3 seconds. And Pat goes, listen for the gunshot. Eddie's going to kill himself.
Actually, Eddie was cool. Was more cool-headed than I was back there.
Yeah, he was in his own, dude. Even when we spoke to him, he was, like, zombie-like trance.
Apparently, that was your mistake.
Nah, well, we got it back real quick. Well, we didn't... Listen, it was tough, man. Dude, you might think just hitting a button is fucking easy work. That's tough work, man, hitting that button.
Kevin's digging himself out.
I know that we got the you fucked up chant, though. I know we got that. But thank God nobody was able to see us, so they didn't know it was me and Eddie.
Well, if they did see you, they'd see you guys rocking your brand new Shining Wizards Hulk Hogan No Holds Barred shirts.
Oh, don't even get started with those.
Yeah, we had a few issues with the shirts. We got to send them back.
But so Pat was talking. We were talking.
But they're still available, by the way, so order away.
There you go, shiningwizards.com.
Boom.
He was like, oh, I don't understand like the Titantron and the ramp. Like, I don't see what it does.
Who said that, Pat?
Oh, and I told him, like, in terms of independent wrestling, like, that's not something, like, Ring of Honor doesn't have. It's got, like, a ramp, but it's not like that. The Titantron is awesome. Just the way the whole display was set up, I mean, it really gives it a big feel. Not like you're at like a normal indie show. You're not at fucking ECPW and you go to get a hot dog and the guys are walking past you because the dressing room is between
I'm ashamed
concessions.
To say it. Did you ever go to a National Wrestling Superstar show with me?
No.
You don't remember when I was living in Kearney? I used to go like to the boy.
But I never went.
Oh, I went with a Quadro a few times, and I went. I think Pete came with his kids. Yeah, but it's the same shit. Like you walk up to the counter to go get a hot dog, and the entrances are like right next to you.
Right. So I mean, they did just a dynamite job.
Dude, that stage was so sick. The way they, and it was just a team effort putting. I mean, Kevin Matthews actually built the fucking stage. Him and his dad.
Kevin's a carpenter, dude.
Now that it's over and
was
done.
Was I not
with,
supposed to say that?
No.
Why?
Funny enough, when Kevin Matthews was here for his episode,
yeah,
he Go was ahead. Talking about building like Raw, the big Raw signs with PWS.
Awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, on the hotline right now, your Combat Zone Wrestling World Heavyweight Champion, the man who's looking for a better Combat Zone, and I think he's accomplished it, Mr. Drew Gulak. Welcome back to the show, brother.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you been, man? It sounds like it's been a whirlwind for you. World champion? Holy shit.
Yeah, it's been great. I'm really sore right now. My mouth is pretty sore. I took a beating this weekend.
Oh, I was going to say. Never mind. Insert blowjob joke here. Go ahead.
All right.
Tell me about your past wrestling experiences.
What's that?
I said, tell me about your past wrestling experiences. Worst.
I wrestled Vic Buzik this weekend.
Yes.
My ass again.
The showcase of National Pro Wrestling Day was once again thrown out there in Evolve 24 out in Brooklyn Sunday night.
Yeah, we got lucky. We both made it to the finals of the Styles Battle and wrestled in front of Brooklyn, so that was pretty cool.
And you came away with the win, which is just another feather in your cap, sir. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Did you celebrate with the Gooey Louies?
I didn't go to Gooey Louies that day. I went right home and went to bed because I was exhausted.
Well, rightfully so. You deserve a good night's sleep.
But I have to go for a Gooey Louies right now, man.
Now, being the CZW World Heavyweight Champion, did you ever decide to rock the knee pads, or are you still knee padless?
Actually, no. It's not that I'm deciding to rock them. I prefer not wearing them right now. But recently I got thrown down on the concrete unintentionally. And I don't know. If there's no mats on the floor, like I'd like to wear knee pads because it doesn't feel good when your knees smash into concrete. And I have some bone chip injuries that I got when I used to wear knee pads, like on the regular. And it figures, right, I wear knee pads, that's when I get hurt. When I take them off, I don't get hurt. But falling on the concrete does not feel good on the kneecaps of my knees. And there were a couple matches here and there where I did cover up one, depending on how it was feeling. But they're all good now. Can't hurt these knees.
Very good, very good. So since the last time we talked to you, you've won the CZW World Heavyweight Championship. You've been featured in Evolve. You're also involved in Wrestling is Fun, which takes place in Bootin, right up the road from where I'm living. How's that experience been treating you?
Well, it's actually Wrestling is Respect.
There you go.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
There's a bunch of Wrestling is promotions. I've worked for a few of them, actually. I've worked for Respect. That's probably where I'm most well-known from. I've worked for Wrestling is Heart. I've worked for Wrestling is Intense. I did commentary for them. I think they just stopped running those shows.
But Wrestling is Fun. Great. I look like a fucking retard.
You always look like a retard. It doesn't matter, dude.
I guess it was all of them. I did Cool. I did Awesome. Yeah, that's all of them. Heart.
So were they all associated with Chikara? Am I wrong with that?
From what I know, it's just that they're using a lot of the guys who worked for that company, but they are all locally based. They are not one entity that is combined. So that's why a certain talent appears for some of them and vice versa for others. So they're all separate, but I don't know. I guess there's some kind of fan base there in the beginning of those promotions.
Now, I know CZW's got, they're going over to Germany soon, and you're going to be part of that tour. Is that something you're really looking forward to? Have you been to Germany before?
So looking forward to it. Dude, I've been to Germany, I think, 4 times now, total. And one of them was like a 2-month tour where I made 2 trips, and then I did another trip back there right after. It's such an awesome crowd to be a part of. And actually, I was in the middle of finding a suitcase and getting the passport ready and packing and stuff like that for that trip. We're doing it a week in England before that.
Nice.
And I'll be featured at Southside Wrestling this Saturday, and then I'll be at IPW UK this Sunday. It's my return to IPW UK. So I'm looking forward to it very, very much.
How long are you going to be overseas for?
I think the tour is 10 days this time. So
nice.
Not too bad. But then I come back home and I go right out to California.
Look at this guy. Unbelievable.
Yeah, look at this guy.
What's out in California?
California, we got Wrestling Cares Association. And that's a promotion where half the proceeds go to various charities in the SoCal or national scale, depending on which charity that they're donating to that week. And they've been running a year-long tournament called Race for the Ring. This weekend, or that weekend, that'll be October 12th, the same, ironically, the same day that CZW is running a show. This is all DJ Hyde's fault, making me go out there on the same day. Seriously, it's his fault. So, sorry, CZW fans, but I won't be there on the 12th. But I do have a replacement in mind for me. Anyway, to get back to WCA, they're a promotion run by Les Thatcher and a guy named David Jackson. And they're running a year-long tournament called the Race for the Ring. And the way that tournament works is every match is an Ironman match, basically. It's run by points. A pinfall is a point, a submission is a point. If you get disqualified, you lose a point. And every round, there's a time limit. The first round was 10 minutes. The second round was 10 minutes. The third round will be 15 minutes, I believe. And then the finals will be either 20 or 30 minutes. And it's made for some really interesting matchups. There are some really good wrestlers out there.
Wow, it sounds like Bound for Glory, except better.
Yeah, I guess. I'm actually not familiar with the Battle for Glory tournament.
Oh, nobody is anyway, and by the time you get familiar with it, they change the rules, so it's not like it matters.
There you go. But Wrestling Curious has not changed the rules, and the wrestlers are really good.
Yeah, you guys got quite the roster. I mean, Johnny Gargano, Drake Younger's over there, Joey Ryan, yourself, Adam Cole. It's really an independent wrestling dream. As far as quality of wrestlers you get over there. I see you got Adam Pearce, Willie Mack, Matt Hardy.
Papa Don.
Mm-hmm.
You guys forgot Papa Don, Matt.
Forget Papa Don.
No, you kind of did.
Man.
I don't think you like Papa Don because he fucking bulldozed you over when you were working security for ECWA.
It's not necessary.
Yeah.
I like Papa Don.
No, Papa Don's cool, man. Papa Don's awesome. So are you buying... What kind of suitcase are you looking for? You shopping right now?
No, I'm not buying a suitcase. I got a suitcase. I'm just digging it out of the basement because it's been a while since I've used it.
Gotcha. So, excuse me, got a little something in my throat there. I apologize. So what's on the horizon? Combat Zone Wrestling. Who are you looking forward to facing next?
CZW will be back October 4th in Philly. They have a benefit show. I'll be away, of course, for that, and that'll be in Northeast Philadelphia at the Vaux Rec Center. On the 12th, they'll be back in Voorhees, New Jersey. That'll be the one I'm missing in California, unfortunately, but I know Kimberly will be there and the rest of the campaign, and then, you know, whoever I will come up with as my replacement we have for me on that show. And then in November, we got Night of Infamy on November 2nd. That's the first Saturday. I have no idea who I'm going to be wrestling then. And Cage of Death is the month after that in December. That's the second Saturday of the weekend, or the week of the month. And there's going to be a big-ass cage match on that show.
With that said, Mr. Gulak, we wish you nothing but the best in your future championship title matches and your defenses. And before we let you go, what is Drew Gulak going to be for Halloween?
Ooh, shoot. You know, I haven't even thought about it. I'm usually real big into Halloween. I don't know. What are you guys doing for Halloween?
I was probably going to be Dexter and dress my girlfriend up like one of his victims.
Oh, that's so topical.
Ha! Really?
Good. Thanks, Kevin.
I thought it was funny.
What are you
going to
dress like?
You're going to be like one of like a million Dexters, just so you know.
You think so?
Real original, bro. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, that's like the hot show besides Breaking Bad right now.
Oh. Well, what about you? What are you going to be, a fucking angry bird over there, fat tits?
I might dress like Drew Gulak for Halloween.
You better please buy a cup. Please.
Why? I don't need a cheater. I'm all man.
Drew, no offense, Mr. Gulak. He doesn't wear a cup. It looks like he's got a fucking six rolls of quarters down his drawers.
What? Why are you looking at me down my drawers?
Not you.
Who do you mean, him?
Yes.
What? Are you making fun of Drew?
Not making. I'm just, I wish you would wear a cup.
Who, Drew?
Yeah.
I
have like three pairs of compression shorts that I wear, so I do my best. You know, you gotta make the best of what God gave you.
You got a gooey Louie, bro.
Yes.
Hey, Drew, you got anything else you want to plug, like your website and your swank T-shirts?
Well, if you want to dress up like me for Halloween, you might want to get one of my swank T-shirts. You can get one. You can just order one for me from my Big Cartel website, and that's also available on my website, which is drewgulak.com. And then you can follow me on Twitter, at Drew Gulak, which is G-U-L-A-K, it rhymes with attack. I don't know, is there anything else I should plug? What do you guys want to hear?
Well, you could give Matt a plug for his ass because he's fucking farting on my couch.
What is that? Ew, no.
Drew,
weird.
Drew, enjoy yourself overseas, man. Have a great trip.
Thanks, guys. It's good talking to you.
Thanks for calling in, Drew.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Wow. Drew Gulak calling us in. Calling in for us. Calling.
Man, I got to come up with a better Halloween gimmick, huh?
Dude, I was...
He shot all over that.
Yeah.
Man. What the fuck?
Dexter. What a douche. Why don't you be a Smurf or a Blue Man Group guy?
Really?
Yeah, paint yourself blue.
Why?
Just so I can laugh at you when you paint yourself blue.
No, really. You're going to dress up like an angry bird with your fucking kid, and that's okay.
My
you
fucking
have a kid.
Kid?
No, it's good, because you have a kid, so you have an excuse to dress like a douchebag on Halloween.
I have a Gumby costume in my attic. I might break that out again.
Please. Last year, I ordered
$50 I ever spent.
I ordered the Iron Sheik costume, and then 2 days before Halloween, they were like, oh, by the way, we're out of it. Here's your refund.
I was about to say, here's your Nikolai Volkov costume. Would you have done that if they sent that instead?
That would be just me in my underwear.
Underwear.
We might as well
you get the fucking babushka.
We might as well look the same. He looks awful. And I probably look awful shirtless. God, I'm such a douche.
Yeah, you kind of are. That was awesome. Drew Gulak.
That was nice to hear from him. The fucking CZW champion.
Yes. Third time on our show, by the way.
Threefer.
Yes.
So what else we got?
You know
going
who we
on?
Need to get back on? Somebody requested.
What's that?
Mr. Eddie Kingston, the Chikara Grand Champion.
Well, he's now tearing it up in Ring of Honor.
Yes.
With Homicide.
Does he still carry around the belt?
I don't know. I don't really know. Everyone still thinks that Chikara thing's a work.
It might be, but who knows? Maybe they just needed to take a break.
It's hard to find like information about that.
You'll never find.
I should ask Wiggy.
Wiggy!
Like,
hey,
she would know.
See if Wiggy wants to call in.
Is that like Siri?
Except
you have to ask her about Chikara all the time.
You could say that, yes. If you wanted to know about Chikara, then you would ask Wiggy.
All right. Is that IO7?
Boop, boop. Wiggy, how big is Sugar Dunkerton's dick? Boop, boop. Oh, my God.
Oh, man. You really know how to make things just awful.
Yes, I do. Podcast cancer. I should have got that on the back of my shirt.
So where were we before Mr. Gulak called
we
in?
We were finishing up talking Pro Wrestling Syndicate, and we were getting into something else. Are there any tidbits of the news? Anything happening aside from Eric Bischoff and Hulk Hogan's contracts being up soon?
Angelo Savoldi died.
Yes, Angelo Savoldi.
Oldest pro wrestler ever.
He was like 99,
Well,
right?
The oldest living pro wrestler. Was he still working?
I don't know. But do you think like he just gets to
like
point?
Matches?
Yeah. You'd be surprised, dude.
99.
Mae Young still jumps in the ring like once in a while.
Yeah, Mae Young is 99. Fucking awful. Mae Young's last match was a no-holds-barred match on the ramp, and then all the girls beat up her opponent, and she just laid on top of her.
Well, what are you going to do?
I don't know. She's old. She's probably the oldest living wrestler at this point.
She is, actually. She's 90 now. It was reported somewhere. But don't you feel... I mean, I get it. I don't want to sound insensitive.
Yes, you do.
When someone lives to be that old, like... And they die. Do you really get upset about it?
Yeah, kinda. It still sucks.
Yeah, 100 years.
So what?
That's a fucking.
He was 99, dude. He died without Willard Scott wishing him a happy birthday,
bro.
He was like, that close.
I think after like 90 years old, like you've lived a full life. It's only a matter of time.
Hey, listen. I don't want to make it till 90. I don't want to be 90. Who wants to be 90?
I want to be 82.
You want to be 90?
Fuck yeah.
Why?
Jesus,
why not?
Shitting in your own fucking diapers?
Yeah, my pants as it is now.
You're going to be like 15 years outside of your last fuck, dude. You're not going to be fucking at 90.
So?
So what do you mean so? How awful is it going to be?
Can't be that bad.
Well, I don't know who this is calling in, so.
I know who it is.
Do you?
Then yeah,
you
take the Joey. Charge. Shining Wizards Hello. Wrestling Podcast, thank you for calling.
How you doing? It's Joey Janela.
What's up, Joey? How are
hey,
you, buddy?
Hey, Joey.
What's up, guys?
Not much. How are you?
I'm feeling all right. I've seen better days.
Well, right. The more important question is, how's Starman?
Not more important.
Well, because Starman's the one that got hurt.
Yeah, but he just said he wasn't feeling well.
Yeah, can we have a little respect for the caller here?
But he sounds like he's alive.
He's probably hungover from that gross Jets win.
Yeah. No, I didn't drink anything. I've actually been sober for like 5 days.
Is that a good thing?
Surprising. Which is surprising.
Oh, yeah. Good for you.
What? Sober for five? What's that like?
It sucks.
All right. Just
Terrible.
Checking.
How you holding up, big guy?
I'm all right. Just schedule an appointment with the neurologist for Thursday. It was the scary incident at the PWS show.
We were there. It was very scary.
It was scary for me because when I woke up, I had no idea what was going on.
Where were you when you woke up? Were you still in the
dude?
Unit?
He gave the double middle finger.
No, I know, but he could have been like still like in a daze and not really woken up at that point. That's why I'm asking.
Well, the last thing I remember was running down the ramp and throwing the drop kick, and then after that was nothing. So apparently I was out for about 8 minutes total.
Okay. Now, were you once you came to, like how long how much longer was it till they finally decided to move you from ringside?
I have no idea. I know they when I was knocked out. Since I was going into seizures and convulsions, that they called the ambulance already.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure the oxygen is what saved me. Good thing there's a medic on site.
Right.
With oxygen. I'm pretty sure that's what saved me from any further brain damage. It's not like I don't have brain damage already, but probably worse brain damage. But Basically, I was sitting there, and I woke up, and everyone was around me, and there was an oxygen mask on my face, and I had no idea who I was or where I was, and I said half the locker room was out there.
Yeah, Joe. Actually, this is Kevin. I was actually there, right there, firsthand. Was there when the referee ran back, called 911, called 911. Me and Eddie called 911, and we just immediately everyone ran out and. And it was actually probably one of the, and I'm not trying to like hash it out or drag it out, but it was probably one of the scariest situations that I've ever seen in my entire life. And I just want to say, from being someone that was right there and saw the entire thing basically go down up close and saw the look on all the boys' faces, I'm just glad. I'm glad you're doing better. Did you get a final diagnosis before leaving the hospital?
Yeah, I had a pretty bad concussion, but I was like I got there and a couple guys came, the extra guys and CDS and David Adams. They all came by the hospital, and they said, "All right, your brain scan came back all right. If you want to stay here for a couple hours so we can monitor you." I was like, "Just fuck that, I'm leaving." I left.
No,
that was it.
How have you, what was the day after, what was?
Day after was fine. I went to the PWS show at the street fair. Got to enjoy that. I was fine then. I went to the Jets game Sunday. I had free tickets. I was fine then. Yesterday I woke up like 1 o'clock in the afternoon and ate a bowl of cereal. And then I was dizzy as shit, called out of work. Sometimes I heard that happens. Concussion syndromes don't happen for a couple of days.
So they're putting are they putting you in the MRI tube tomorrow?
What do you say?
Are they giving you an MRI tomorrow?
They gave me a CAT scan already.
Oh, okay.
So my brain looks all right. I just need to go to the neurologist to talk to him to make sure I'm clear for the 26th. 'Cause I'm going to take a month off wrestling. I I took off all my bookings for the next month.
Yeah, I know.
PWS.
Yeah, I know. It sucks, but, you know, get yourself better, dude. That's the best thing you could do right now is take that month off. I got to ask you a question. Please explain, especially for Matt, because he's really like the curious one. What's the whole She Thirsty gimmick?
Oh, I wasn't there earlier at the street fair, but there was a rapper there by the name of Shaq Daddy, who I guess is a local rapper in Edison.
I've been seeing this all day and all weekend on Facebook with the guys at PWS, and I'm so fucking intrigued by it. What?
I'm pretty sure he's a 19-year-old inspiring rapper from the Edison area. I guess they gave him some space at the Edison Street Fair on one of the stages. And he performed a song called She's Thirsty. it goes like this. This is what made the song famous. I met her on a Sunday. I called her on a Monday. I met her on a Sunday. She called me on a Monday. Texted me on a Tuesday. And Wednesday, she tried to seduce me. She's thirsty. She's thirsty. She's thirsty. And that's basically the hook of the song. And it's pretty fucking catchy. To me, it's right up there with a 2 Chainz or
2 Chainz
whatever shitty pop rapper that's out right now. I swear to God, every time you hear this song, She's Thirsty. You could put this song right on Hot 97.
It'll become a fucking torrential hit.
Maybe
we'll close the show with that tonight.
I think Joey Janela's got new entrance music.
But actually, I hear at Saturday at Blow that Shaq Daddy is doing a performance.
No fucking way!
Oh, I gotta work. I got a wedding.
Come on,
Eric. Eric arranged a performance. I added Shaq Daddy on the Facebook.
I gotta find your friends.
I just read on his Facebook today. It says, "Wow, I got another gig. Awesome." Women's wrestling and Shaq Daddy or something like that.
So PWS is now getting into the rap game with Shaq Daddy.
You better hope Suge Knight doesn't fucking show up at one of the next shows.
Yeah, but it's Shaq Daddy. We need to give him the proper platform to perform, you know? I won't be there Saturday either. I have a prior engagement, even though I can't wrestle. I was supposed to debut on Saturday at On Point Wrestling in South Jersey, which is a big up-and-coming wrestling company. And I'm trying to find out a way that I can make an impact without wrestling, because I don't want to go into seizure. I don't want to go into seizures again.
Yeah, no one wants you to go into seizures again.
I absolutely don't want that to happen. So I got to find a way to put myself in there and make an impact for their future shows. So without dying.
Whereabouts in South Jersey is that going down?
It's going down in I think Deptford. South Jersey. It's a pretty fucking solid roster. They got Matt Tremont, Chris Dickinson, the Osirian Portal, Sabian, Akuma. So a lot of guys that you really haven't heard of that are really fucking talented. That's kind of their thing. It's like giving guys that are talented and don't have the spotlight and don't have a platform to showcase their abilities. That's the platform to do it on is On Point. That's why I'm so into coming there and showing what I got for those guys.
Yeah, cool. Definitely. That would be sick. No, wait, Joey, are you a Jets fan or did you just go to the?
No, I'm a Jets fan.
Yeah, me too, man.
Yeah, you guys should kiss each other, you faggots.
Yeah, and then kill yourselves.
Dude, listen, just because you can't be like the 3-0 Miami fucking Dolphins. That's like
right,
a fucking
bitches.
Piece of shit. I don't
3-0.
Who's a Dolphins fan?
I am. Shining Wizards Matt rules the fucking roost.
Shining Wizards Matt, you're a piece of shit.
Goddamn well, right. You know what? Shining Wizards Kevin is a Jets fan.
That's not the first time I've been called a piece of shit. So.
You know what? Fuck all y'all. Cool. Shining all Wizards Tony is crying.
All Dolphins fans are pieces of shit. I used to work for a Dolphins fan, and he was a Greek piece of shit.
Okay, well, you can't just lump them all together. I can say all Jets fans are drunk douchebags.
He was a Greek piece of shit.
Yeah, but that's a true statement.
Yeah, but
I wasn't a drunk douchebag at a game. I was sober.
I
got to watch the drunk douchebags get arrested.
My best friend is a Jets fan, and I get along with him just fine, except for every two Sundays a year. And yeah. I'm not a fucking jerk off football fan. I think Geno Smith's an awesome quarterback, and the Jets have a great future with him.
He's all right. He's
yeah, I'm not completely sold on Geno.
He throws a ball farther than Mark Sanchez.
He got a couple good, accurate, far passes on the game on Sunday.
They got owned.
He also throws a shitload of interceptions.
So. Yeah, they got owned in the second half.
Brett Favre throws a shitload of interceptions too, but he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, but Brett Favre also sends his dick to girls.
He Anthony Wienered a bunch of women.
The cell phone pictures aren't big enough for Geno Smith to take dick pics.
What is it with you and dicks? You're talking about Drew Gulak's dick, now you're talking about Geno Smith's
Drew
dick?
Drew Gulak needs to
wear
a cup.
What's up with Drew Gulak's dick?
He needs to wear a cup, bro. His fucking looks like he's got six rolls of quarters in his drawers.
We're speaking to the current Combat Zone Wrestling world champion, and fucking genius Matt over here is like, oh, you got a big dick. You need to hide that shit.
I didn't say you have a big dick. I said you just need to wear a cup.
What did he do? He just kind of just stared at you guys and gave you guys a dirty look?
He tapped his phone with it just to show us how massive it is. It sounded like somebody dropping a London broil on a table.
You told him he had a massive dick.
I didn't tell him he had a big dick. I told him he needed to wear a cup.
He started singing, too. Drew's dick called me on Sunday.
One time I seen Drew Schneider's dick. That was pretty cool.
I saw him without the mask on, and it just really ruined it for me.
Nah, I kind of just stared across the locker room until I got a glance at his penis.
Yeah? Did you feel like a better man because yours is obviously bigger?
Yeah, it's like Jushin Thunder Liger. Liger dick, man.
Liger dick.
Did the dick have horns on it?
What?
Did it have horns on it?
And it did have a small replica of the Jushin Liger mask on the penis.
That would be awesome.
I'm pretty sure that's a tradition between all Japanese wrestlers with masks. They have little replica masks on their penis. I hear the same goes for Great Sasuke and
awesome.
Hayabusa.
Does he braid like the pubic hair for like the tassels? No, nothing. No.
Is Hayabusa's dick in a wheelchair?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Jesus.
Well, I wonder if Hayabusa gets hard-ons.
He's got to. I bet you it still works. He just can't feel it.
I don't know, man.
This escalated quickly.
Man, you have to get some type of boner.
Why are we talking about dicks?
They're not just any dicks.
Liger
dick. We're talking about, one time I seen Vader's balls, man.
I took a piss next to Jake the Snake on Friday.
I wanted to see the whole Vader dick, but I didn't. I just saw the balls. They were big red balls.
Do you think that was like the horns of his mask?
I don't know. I don't know if Vader follows the same tradition as Japanese wrestlers where he wears a small replica Vader dick mask. But
I heard they used to sell those in Shop WWE.
Yeah, no, they're on clearance right now on the website. On the clearance section, replica masks for your dick. They're selling them for Sin Cara and Rey Mysterio right now. They sell them in child sizes. I think they have a few adult sizes left, but mainly just child size. I think they're like $250 on the WWE Shop Zone site. You can get a little replica mask for your kid's dick.
Does Starman have a dick mask?
I'm working on him right now. Starman is working on them right now.
For, of course he is.
Future engagements where you too can wear a small replica mask of Starman on your penis. You can surprise your girlfriend. Or your mom.
Well, I'll be surprised if Matt's mom. Dick, I fucked your mom.
Well, sometimes guys, they have such tiny arms, it's hard for them to shake their own penis. So they have to tell their mom, say, hey, mom, I have tiny arms. Can you shake my penis for me and make sure there's no more pee-pee?
I hate those.
No more pee-pee.
I hate those midgets and alligator-armed peoples.
Where the fuck did we go?
Yeah. This guy's $5 wrestling right now. His name is the Strong Arm. He's a manager. He has a very small arm. He's
He's serious.
I swear to God, he's a manager. They call him Strong Arm. He has a miniature arm.
Just
like
one.
A midget's arm.
Yes, just yep. One.
Are you excited for Freight Train to be the commissioner at October 26th?
Absolutely, absolutely. Me and Freight Train are pretty fucking cool. When I was doing the shows for High Spots for Pro Wrestling experience in the Carolinas. I was doing shows for them for like a year. I got to become cool with the Fright Train. I actually sat with him at WrestleMania 2 years ago in Miami.
Nice.
And that was the greatest experience of my life. Nothing like sitting next to Fright Train in a box suite with free chicken wings and beer.
Anything,
yes,
Matt?
Sir.
No, I had to bite my tongue on that one. Well, Joey, it's good to hear you're doing well. This fucking feedback is killing me.
Yeah, I know.
Me.
Yeah. We got an echo. I don't know what happened.
Can you hear that?
No.
Of course I can hear it.
No.
No, Joey. Oh, he can't hear it.
Yeah. So what did you guys think of the show on Saturday? Was it good?
It was awesome. It was a great show.
Everyone was saying it was fucking awesome. I'm just pissed off I didn't get to see Bonesaw win the belt, because me and him been cool since he got into business.
Yeah, he was ready. He looked good.
Yeah, don't forget, Bonesaw is the one that hung up on you last time you were on the show.
Fuck him, then. Fuck him. We're not friends anymore.
Did you ever find that receipt for those pizzas?
He sucked my dick with a little miniature Starman mask on.
Yeah, fuck him in the ass.
Oh, you guys should have dick fights. He should put a chainsaw on his dick, and you have Starman on your dick, and you guys smash dicks.
If you just like every other night.
Well, I don't want, if he has a miniature working chainsaw on his penis, I don't want it anywhere near my little Starman penis.
My little Starman penis.
Because. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Joey, you got anything you want to plug?
I'll plug On Point Wrestling this Saturday in Deptford, New Jersey. I think it starts about 7:30. The main event is, The main event is, one of the main events is Dickinson versus, I think it's Scott Summers from Texas. That's one of the main events. And Syrian Poles on there, Pinky Sanchez, Granit Kuma, Tremont, Jaka, a bunch of talented guys on there.
Nice.
Of course, Pro Wrestling Syndicate, everyone knows that. Twitter and their website, ProWrestlingSyndicate.com. And new one, Ride the Fury Wrestling, RTF Wrestling. We're doing our next show November 28th. That shit's been fucking awesome. And that's taking place in Middlesex, New Jersey.
Nice.
You guys got to come out to one of those shows, the RTF shows. Their shows are off the fucking chain.
Awesome.
And once you get yourself all better, we got to get you up in the studio.
Yeah, dude. And maybe a couple weeks. Would you guys record on Tuesday?
Yeah, typically.
Yeah, I'm off Tuesday night. It's arranged something. Just message me on my Facebook or on my Plenty of Fish account.
All right.
Sounds good, brother.
Oh, all right. Or my
feel better,
OCC
brother.
Or my email, Tiny Starman Dick Mask.
Joey, you're great, man. Good luck Thursday. Let us know how everything goes.
Yeah. When you guys measure your dicks, please send me the measurements over Facebook instant message. I would like to know who has the biggest dick out of the Shining Wizards. If you can, please take a picture. So I can compare it to the pictures I have of Jimmy Anvil's dick, Vader's dick, Liger's dick. Brutus the Barber Beefcake's red dick.
Dog?
Who other dicks do I have? I have, I tried to get a snapshot of Buff Bagwell's dick over the weekend, but, you know, wasn't having it, and he kept on peeking over. I was getting a little nervous. Who other? I have, Jimmy Snuka's old wrinkled dick.
Okay, brother.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan's American dick.
Does he paint it to look like a 2x4?
I'm just curious. I'm just curious on your dick sizes and
Jesus fucking Christ.
And how they compare against the legends, you know.
Holy shit.
You know. So take care of your dicks. if it gets too sweaty up in that studio, make sure to powder your balls. So they don't stick to your legs and you don't have any bad situations occur during your podcast. You know, Sticky dick is not a good situation.
Sticky dick.
When the dick sticks to your leg, you know, sometimes you gotta peel it off with a spatula. I don't know if it's for you guys, the same for you guys, but sometimes I gotta peel off my dick with a spatula from the side of my leg, because sticky dick is nothing to fuck with.
Sticky dick ain't nothing to fuck with.
You know.
All right, Joey.
Goodbye,
Thank
Joey.
You so much, man.
Hey, guys, take care of your dicks, all right? Have a good night.
Be good, brother.
All right, send me those pictures.
I'm on it.
She's thirsty. Met her on a Sunday. She called me on a Monday. Text me on a Tuesday. And Wednesday, she tried to seduce me. She thirsty. Yep, vanilla out, baby.
Yep. Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Eddie Kingston, Jakar's Grand Champion, and you listen to my peoples at Shining Wizards Podcast, shiningwizards.com.
Which little dick would you like to see the most? I'm kind of thinking Little Liger might be hysterical. With
little,
the horns.
Little Doink. Little Doink would be funny.
It wasn't yes. a dink.
Ah.
Whoa, touche.
Well done, sir.
What about La Parka?
It's got a big skeleton-like sock.
It's good. It's nice to know that Joey is doing well.
Yeah, Joey's fine. Joey's A-okay. Everything's hunky-dory in Janellaville.
What a fucking funny motherfucker he is.
Yeah, true that.
Man.
True that.
So you guys watching any real wrestling? Not real wrestling. Any mainstream wrestling, I'll put it that way.
I watched a little bit of Raw. I know Kevin watched a lot of it.
Yeah, I watched just about all of it.
All right. Give me the most important thing and the shittiest thing that happened on Monday.
Well, it was kind of a ridiculous premise because, like, I don't know if you guys saw SmackDown where, like, Vicky Guerrero made, like, an 11-on-3, like, gauntlet match with, like, the 10 guys that saved Daniel Bryan and then Daniel Bryan against all three members of the Shield. So one guy would come in, have to fight all three members of the Shield, get their ass kicked, and the next guy would come in, and then Triple H all of a sudden put a stop to it, yada, 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 said it wasn't fair, wasn't good for business. And then on Raw, Triple H makes an 11-on-3 handicap match with the same guys, like Ryder, the Usos, Primetime Players, Justin Gabriel, Rob Van Dam, Ziggler, against them, which in like theory seems like a horrific premise. Because it's 11 guys one way or the other, however you slice it, against three. But they fucking, that was a great match. Like, they really made the Shield look strong in that match. And even, I think, Rob Van Dam may have been one of, like, the first two guys out, I think.
Well, Van Dam got the shit, his shit pushed in by Randy Orton earlier in the night, right?
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, they had a couple guys that were in the 11-on-1 that had got, like, Rob Van Dam got the shit beat out of him. Didn't Miz get knocked out by the Big Show?
Yeah, but he wasn't in that match.
No. Kofi got beat up by ADR during the match. Primetime Players got beat by
The Wyatts.
Wow.
So it was. I thought it was interesting.
The best part of the show. I'll jump right from this. Was the Rhodes thing?
Yes.
Yeah, they jumped him before the match, right?
Yeah, that was incredible. It was a good, even though Dustin Rhodes had his face painted, which kind of came off a little silly.
Yeah, but he's Gold Dust. He's supposed to have his face painted.
Yeah, but he's like, he's wearing a hood. Like, he's like trying to be all like incognito, yet his face is gold and black. So it's like you're running through the crowd and no one's going to notice a face painted guy. But no, that was still the best thing on the show, I thought.
I think my favorite moment was when Randy Orton threatened No Tits Bella and called Daniel Bryan a goat-faced troll and said that she should be with a real man like him. That was my favorite moment. Because, you know, it's always great when you have like a heel women's tag team, you know, having to defend the face.
I think they're baby faces now, actually.
For real?
I think so.
Until SmackDown.
I think because AJ is rebelling against all the total divas. So I think... Like, they're all, like, huggy-kissy now on the show.
Yeah, but the Bellas were supposed to be, like, bitches, weren't they?
I know. Yeah, they were, but now, like, there was a match. I think it was, like, a 12-man tag match, too, on that show. And, like, they won, and, like, they're hugging, like, the Funkadactyls and shit.
Funkadactyls!
Oh, boy.
How do you feel about the Punk, Ryback, Heyman?
No, I've had enough.
I have a very weird opinion about this. Is it possible that putting Ryback with Paul Heyman hurts Ryback?
It hurts them both.
I mean, I think apparently Curtis Axel with Heyman hurted Heyman.
Apparently it hurt CM Punk because Ryback fucking didn't do what he was supposed to do last night. Now CM Punk's on the shelf again.
Are you serious?
No.
Or was it done on purpose?
What's going around is that Punk got hurt during that table spot last night.
Yeah, that didn't look so great. That really didn't look so great.
I read that that the injuries were like just pre-existing. Like his knee was already banged up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, his knee was taped up when he came out, wasn't
right.
it?
Right, yeah.
It could have just been an excuse to put him out so he could like heal up or whatever. Unless he was supposed to fight Ryback at the next pay-per-view.
They're supposed to go to Battlegrounds.
Whatever.
Battlegrounds.
Whatever. That's a throwaway match anyway. Nobody gives a fuck. Nobody cares. The whole thing is around the whole fucking Daniel Bryan versus the McMahons. Like, every story is starting to feed off of that. Like, even the AJ thing. Like, fucking Stephanie's starting to get her involved with it, too, you know?
Oh, she was giving her the business, right?
Everybody. It was supposed to be about Daniel Bryan and the same shit with CM Punk. It's all going to be about Triple H and now the McMahon family again, which I don't mind. Don't get me wrong, you know? The McMahons in small doses, I'm fine with, but they're just fucking dominating every storyline now.
Well, they're just going back to the well with the whole Austin thing.
Yeah. I mean,
it's kind of like the same thing.
I've been enjoying it, though, for the most part.
No, I have, too, but it's just like, you know, like you see, like, they're going to grab this story here and this story there, and it's just kind of like, all right, when are they going to go too far?
To me, it actually is kind of better because they're sucking in guys that really have been just floundering out of nowhere and then just putting them in something that seems a little bit more relevant. Like, guys, like, I was at the Raw where Dolph Ziggler cashed in the Money in the Bank and won the World Heavyweight Championship and has been doing absolutely dick since. And now if this can get him back somewhere, like, I'm kind of for that. But in the long run, the only person I see it benefiting, hopefully, is Daniel Bryan. I mean, other than, obviously, Triple H and Stephanie and Vince, but...
Yeah.
Well,
So, like I don't know what else happened on Raw because I really didn't catch the beginning of it.
What did it open with? It opened with all the guys on the stage, like the contingent, gave them a chance to speak up.
And then when they speak up, they fire them. So
yeah,
the
RVD was like, dude this, dude that.
And, yeah, dude, yeah, man.
That was pretty much, he's apparently taking a break already too.
Who, RVD?
Yeah.
Well, he was only back for a little while, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that was his deal.
Money in the Bank.
Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Hello.
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 Hey, what's up, guys? It's Craven.
What's going on,
hey,
Craven?
Going on, guys?
Hey, could you give Mr. Varro the proper introduction, please? Wait, give Matt a second. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us on the Shining Wizards Wrestling Hotline, he is the newly crowned Suicidal Six-Way PWS Champion, Mr. Craven Varro.
Woo!
Thank you very much, guys.
The metal god himself. I will say I popped when you yelled Slayer.
Oh, thanks, man. I'm glad you appreciated that. I've been trying to think of what I need to do after I give someone a tackle. You know, everyone always has like the little gimmick they do after they do a tackle. I'm like, what the hell am I going to do? I'm just going to yell Slayer. And then I'll have to respond to that. But then there's like five people who are like, you're a Slayer. I was like, it kind of worked.
Those are the five most dangerous people there, though.
Right.
There's a fucking empty bottle of Jaeger next to them, and they're just ready to fight somebody.
Oh, man. So you guys just had Janela on, huh?
We did. We caught up with Janela.
And his dick.
It started off as quite the serious conversation. Just getting his diagnosis. And then at some point it turned into him seeing Jushin Liger's dick. And then that turned into Jushin Liger's dick had a little dick mask, as did Great Sasuke, Hayabusa.
Vader.
Starman.
Oh, Starman, of course.
Bonesaw.
And Bonesaw's dick had a chainsaw on the end.
Yeah, who would win in a little dick fight between...
We were booking sword fights.
We were booking, like, no, but it was like an unarmed Starman dick against Bonesaw's dick, which was
say,
a chainsaw.
Vader is a little scary. I actually have a weird, like, Vader penis story, oddly enough. it's October, you know, we made our debut, all the PWS students, in September. And then October, we did that Survivor Series match. and it was Team Destruction against Team Aesthetics. And I had to do two standing shooting star presses in that match. You know, it's only my second time being out in front of a crowd, so I got the crash pad backstage. I started practicing my standing shooting star. And I look over, and Vader is just, like, sitting squatly in a chair, wearing nothing but tighty whities and the mask, and he's just staring at me.
I'm going to fucking vomit.
Am I offending Vader by doing this shooting star backstage? Does he like what he sees? Does he like it too much? I don't. You know, I did it like maybe like one or two more times. He's just sitting there staring at me, not saying anything.
Am I offending the giant man in his underwear?
You should have said, "Hey, a big fat piece of shit."
It was scary, man. So after a minute, I just kind of put the crash pad back. Like, all right, I got it. And I just walked away. Like, and to that day, I don't know what he was thinking, and I kind of don't even know if I want to know.
What was it more disturbing, that he was in his underwear, or that he was in his underwear and his mask?
Oh, just the combination, man. It's like, when do you ever expect to see that? You know what I mean? Like,
don't.
Hopefully one day.
I should have snapped a picture, but he may have attacked me like a giant bear. In his
underwear. Was he working, or was he just so sweaty that he had to take off his clothes?
I'm trying to think, in October, was he the...
Because I know he was a commissioner at some point.
I know he's the commissioner of Supercard. I'm trying to think. He did something physical in October. I know that. I think he did wrestle, actually. Okay. Oh, you know, him and Rikishi ended up doing that tag thing.
Oh, there you go.
They ended up, Jobber Justin and Jobber Dustin, they ended up squashing them too. And they did the whole little dance. Yeah, so he just got back from, you know, doing some moves with Rikishi, dancing around with Rikishi in the ring, gets right backstage, takes off the singlet, and he's just there in his tighty whities with the mask staring at me.
Just eye-fucking you while you're doing shooting star presses.
Yeah.
That Craven Vero is very bendy.
I am bendy. That was, he could probably break my back just by picking me up, so I don't I kind of just walked away from that situation.
So you're a PWS student from the first graduate class. You've been at it for about a year now, and you've had a well-documented battle with Pat Buck. You beat him in a teacher versus student show, and it all leads up to your suicidal six-way, which you've been featured in the last couple shows. I personally really enjoyed the one in Queens where you guys just went balls out. I think the lifeguard is a fantastic gimmick, and he ended up winning that and unfortunately breaking Pat Buck's nose. And then you go into the suicidal six-way. Did you have any idea that you were going to get the opportunity to walk away as the champion?
No, I really didn't. Like, I literally didn't know the finish until, like, 5 minutes before we went out there. I had no idea.
Craven, did you have any indication that the Tri-State Championship was going to be no more and that this suicidal six-way belt was going to be introduced?
I they had been talked about backstage. It was kind of like, you know, you kind of had to be around everybody, you know, all the time to kind of know that. But it was a well-kept secret, but most of the students knew about it, you know, at least a week or so leading up before. We knew it was coming. We just didn't know when it was coming, you know, and then they ended up debuting it at that show. We knew that, you know, about a week before or so, I'd say.
Did you have say in the signature moves that you were going to get to do? Like, I know Lance Hanoi did The Rock, and you did Daniel Bryan, right?
Yeah, I did Daniel Bryan.
Was that your choice, or did they kind of like, they were like, oh, you can do a backflip off the turnbuckle?
That was originally something I started doing as part of my comeback. So, you know, they knew I could do it for a while. I just usually don't use it on shows. Like, I'll use it at the school a lot just because it's fun. But I don't really use it on shows because, I don't know, this Daniel Bryan thing, he's on TV, you know. So I already do a lot of kicks, and that's just, you know, from being like martial arts. You know, a lot of guys do kicks like that other than Daniel Bryan, CM Punk, Davey Richards, Eddie Edwards, Kyle O'Reilly. So, but I didn't want to have like a lot of Daniel Bryan stuff. I felt like the kicks were enough. We're like, I shouldn't do this backflip up and over on shows. But then once we talked about doing that whole, you know, Fed thing where like everybody do like a famous comeback kind of deal, I was like, yeah, man, I'm going to do Daniel Bryan, and then Pat right into Triple H kind of, you know, plays into everything. So I thought it was pretty cool.
I got a kick out of it. I thought it was awesome.
Yeah, man. You know,
scary ending. You guys had Joey on. I assume you talked about that a little bit.
Right. Yeah, we were there for that, and I mean, we were all at the show. Kevin and Eddie were working backstage, and me and Tony were outside, and it's definitely something you don't want to see when you go to a wrestling show, and I can only imagine what it was like for you to actually be in the ring, you know, and here you are, and you're getting to be the suicidal six-way champion, and there's, you know, your brothers laying out there. Not your real brother, but you
Starman
know
and Craven Varro are brothers?
Yes. Craven Varro has a heavy metal chainsaw dick. but I can only imagine what it was like for you to be in the ring and have to look down and see Joey in that condition. Does it ever make you think, like, is this what I want to do with that risk involved?
I mean, I wouldn't say it makes me question whether or not I want to wrestle, because, you know, you kind of know going into this that kind of stuff can happen, and, you know, you try to avoid it at all costs, but, you know, stuff like that's going to happen. Like, I was just, you know, I kind of felt like a dick for a minute, honestly, because, like, I'm in the ring celebrating with the belt and everything. I had no idea at all, you know, like, and then the referee kind of comes over and tells me, like, hey, man, Joey's really hurt. And I'm like, what? And I look over and everyone's surrounding him. I'm like, oh, dude, what happened, man? And, like, it was just real scary at first because, like, you know, I was on the apron. I was literally standing, you know, over top of him. And once he had his mask off, like you know, if people, like, break their neck often, what will happen is just their eyes will be really frantic because it's people, you know, the only thing they can move at the moment. And Joey was awake, but his eyes were just going crazy. He was, like, looking at everybody, and there's tears coming out of his eyes. I was like, dude, tell me Joey didn't break his neck, man. Like, so then once he started moving, it was just, like, such a relief. Like, and, he, you know, of course, Joey starts joking around once he comes to. He's like, dude, just get me out of here. I'm sitting here laying on the floor. Put the Starman mask on me. He's like, people can't know who I am. Put this Star mask on. Well, at first, he's like, put the mask on me, and they're like, we have the oxygen mask on you. He's like, no, the Starman, the pink one.
Like, see? Joey wanted to keep a kayfabe. I love it.
Exactly. Yeah, man. Even when he's like half conscious, he's like, why is the mask? Why is the pink mask off? I don't care about the oxygen mask.
See?
Put the pink one on.
See? When Matt and I were in the crowd, I said, I wonder if they're going to wheel him out with a towel over his head. And he made fun of me. But you see, Joey was thinking about it.
Oh, man, he's great. And I ended up going to Denny's later, and he's out there in front of Denny's texting on his phone. I was like,
yeah, when I saw he was texting from Denny's at 3 in the morning, I was like, yeah, he's doing all right.
Yeah, exactly. So it was definitely good to see, man. It was, you know, he was at the fair the next day hanging out with everybody, so.
Were you part of the
She Thirsty?
The Shaq Daddy, or whatever the fuck his name is. Were you part of that disaster?
No. Me, Matthews, and GMC rolled up a little late, so we didn't catch that.
Apparently, he's now going to be on the Blow Show now. So you guys are building a future rap star at PWS. How do you feel about that?
That's what I was thinking. Like, man, this guy must be like crapping himself right now. Like, oh my god, I have like two bookings in a week. People know who Shaq Daddy is. This is awesome. Like, I tried to find him on YouTube. I typed in She Thirsty, and there's literally like 50 rap songs called She Thirsty. Like,
are any of them are any of them for the Shaq Daddy?
No, it's all completely different songs, just the same hook.
Damn it.
She must be rap. Very thirsty.
Oh, hip hop.
She probably gets around.
Oh, man. I didn't even know that was like an expression. I'm so white. And I live in the shadow of Philly, too. You'd think, like, you know, my band used to practice in Kensington. You'd think I'd know that kind of stuff. And no clue.
You're better off. Don't worry about
it. Trust me, we live right outside Newark, and we had no idea either. So.
Right.
People die in Newark. I hate Newark.
Every day.
Every day. You know what was great? I think it was like 5 or 6 years ago, Cory Booker gets on the news and he's like, this has been the greatest year ever for Newark. We haven't had like a murder in like 90 days. There hasn't been an armed robbery in like 3 months. That week, dude, it was the school shooting where the four kids got shot and an armed car got robbed like 2 blocks from where I was working. So I was like, oh, fuck that.
That's why he's not going to be the mayor anymore. He's a fucking jinx.
He's running for president, bro.
No, it's Senate.
He's running for president. You watch.
Soon, yeah.
You watch.
Oh, focus. Focus, yeah, that's boys. Focus.
Yeah, it's focus. Craven, tell me about...
Oh, I'm sorry. We're not talking about wrestlers' dicks with masks, so we have to change the subject.
Craven, a lot... Can I ask a serious question?
Mr. Varro, a serious question from Kevin.
Talk to me about this class.
That's
of,
not a question.
It's a lead into a question, you dick. You ever done a fucking him, right? real? You ever do a real interview before?
Ever done?
He's a fucking cancer to podcasting.
Jesus,
he's the worst. Half a twisted tea, and he's a fucking lunatic.
All right, Craven, talk to me about this this class of PWS graduates. It's I believe it was you. It's you. It's Destruction, right? He's in the same class as you, right?
Yeah. The original 12. We were actually trying to run through them, you know, because it's been June, July. It's been a year and 3 months now, and there's some people that dropped off early, so we're trying to keep track of all 12.
Is Gibbs?
I don't know if I can get a perfect list. We got, I know active still right now, it's me, Destruction, Gibbs, GMC, but you know, he's more of a manager now. Hold on, I got it on the background of my Twitter. I'm going to pull that up real quick. Much easier than using my memory.
No, definitely.
Oh, yeah, Black Hollywood, obviously. Keith Miggs, Alex Saint. Well, he was Alex Saint then. Now he's Little Mac. Christian from, you know, the Christian hashtag, Chris Dixon.
Right.
Chad Castle. He's more of a commentator and backstage interviewer now. But, yeah, that's all of everyone who's active. And, you know, there's guys that join, like, quickly after that, like Chris Payne and Bobby Wayward. You know, we kind of – we in Lifeguard, too. You know, they're pretty much in the same class as us at this point. You know, they join maybe a month after we did.
But talk to me about how it feels to be just a year in, and you guys are already, I mean, you're the Suicidal Six-Way Champion. Destruction, I think, has a tremendous future. Same thing with Gibbs and a lot of these guys. They're like, you guys are almost like bona fide, well, not almost, you guys are bona fide stars in this jersey, in this PWS scene already. How is that even possible? Like, tell me about, like, what that means to you guys.
It's possible because Pat Buck's a genius, honestly, man. Like, you know, he brings us in, and the thing that drew me to the school is, like, you know, when I was 18, I wanted to join a wrestling school, and I didn't hear back from a few schools. I heard back from King Kong Bundy, and he told me I was too small. Mind you, I was actually 200 pounds at this point, but he said, you know, it's like 15 pounds heavier than I am now. I'm like 182, so it's, you know, about 20 pounds heavier than I am now. So my point is I was bigger, and King Kong Bundy told me I was too small. So I kind of just kept going with my band, and then I see this ad once I left, like, my most recent band, that Pat Buck is opening a wrestling school, and the other head trainer is Sandy Callahan. And I'm like a complete obsessed with wrestling nerd, man. Like, I used to download the old OVW shows and watch them. You know, like, I watch developmental, I watch every indie, I watch every country. So I knew exactly who Pat was. And I was always a big Rob Conway mark. So right. You know, when they were a tag team in OVW and they had a feud, and you know, I always thought, like, man, this Pat Buck dude should get brought up to the main roster. So seeing that he's opening a school and Sammy Callahan's the other trainer, I was like, dude, you know, I just left my band. I'm going to go for this now. You know, I'm 24 now, like, you know, better now than ever. You know what I mean? So as soon as you get there, all those guys are training with Buck, Callahan, Jay Lethal would be in all at the beginning of it too. And then, you know, like you guys are saying, how do you get to that level? Like, think about it this way. I would literally travel with Sammy Callahan and Rich Swann to everything PWS related. And I've been training for a few months. Like, that's knowledge that you can't buy. You know what I mean? Like,
definitely.
Having those kind of people to talk about wrestling with and talk over your matches and that kind of stuff. And then on top of, you know, 3 hours a day, 3 days a week with Pat, like, and then now, you know, that Callahan's obviously in WWE and Swan's in Japan more often than not. We have Dan Moth there. We have Mario Bacara there. We have Bonesaw there. You know, we're all training there. You know, Matthews, like, all the students you named were all training there. 3 hours a day, 3 days a week. And, you know, there's going to be guys that Pat's friends with that'll come in and train with us. And we literally, half of the time, we'll literally do the same drills that the guys in WWE Developmental do. There's no other wrestling school that you're going to learn that. So with all of that and all of Pat's knowledge and Pat's, you know, wrestling genius, he's been able to get this style down where it's like a mix between that perfect TV presentable WWE style and the fast-paced indie style. And he's combined that all into the training, and we all have so much experience at this point. You know what I mean? Like, think about the average indie wrestler that, you know, he goes to school for 3 months, and then he stops going to school. He just starts taking bookings. So let's say he wrestles Friday and Saturday that week. So let's say, let's give him some credit. Let's say he wrestles 2 20-minute matches. He was in the ring for 40 minutes that week. We're in the ring for 9 hours a week by default, just being at the school. Like, but it's literally like the one of the closest things you can do other than being in WWE Developmental.
That's definitely starting the show, because you get the talent. It's unbelievable, and the results that you're getting. I mean, if anyone's been following PWS for the past year and a half, I mean, they've gone from it being like a star-studded card with like all these former WWF and WCW guys, and as the months progress, you see that there's less and less of those guys, and they're focused more on the in-house talent. And I really think it speaks volumes, especially after the show Friday night, where you walk away as the Suicidal Six-Way Champion, and Bonesaw cashes in his PWS medallion, and he beats Alex Reynolds after he beat Kevin Matthews. I just think it's nice to see an independent wrestling promotion, especially here in Jersey, and one that we have a wonderful relationship with. They're starting to make an impact, and I think every show counts, and I think you guys deserve proper credit and respect, because, I mean, without you guys, it'd just be another goofy indie show where it's just all these big names coming in, not working, and here you guys are. You're getting to showcase your talent, and it's really amazing, and it's just nice to see, and it's good for the wrestling business.
You said medallion.
What the fuck? What is it?
It's what? It's like the fucking...
No, dude.
It's a, like, Shaq, it's a Shaq Daddy fucking bling chain.
But no, seriously, in all seriousness, to what you just said, like, I couldn't agree more, man. Like I was saying, like, you know, when I was talking about the training aspect of Pat being a genius with how he set up everything with the school, when you combine like all the minds, you know, like Eric Pleska and, you know, Matthews throwing ideas at everybody, like, it's just, you know, what they've been able to set up is amazing. And I couldn't agree with you more. Like, that's exactly why I drive 70 miles. And that's just one way. You know, I drive an hour to the PWS school, an hour and a half back, or an hour and a half to the school, an hour and a half back. It's 3 hours round trip every day I'm there.
So that's two Dream Theater albums?
I do listen to Dream Theater, actually, and pop in one Dream Theater album in your set. You're right, exactly. But yeah, man, like, think about how many wrestling schools are, you know, I'm in the Philly area. Think about how many wrestling schools are down here. I could go to any one of those, and a lot of them are cheaper. PWS is cheaper than almost every one of the reputable schools. There's a few schools around here that are cheaper than PWS, but they're not going to be as good. Like, I could literally go anywhere that's so much closer, but I drive all the way to PWS because it's worth it, because of how they have it set up, and I respect everybody that runs the place, and it's like a family. Like, you know, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
Yes, you guys are a very close-knit family, and I think it's amazing that 15 months in, like, all the guys that you come up with have just not only thrived, but you guys have been given the spotlight.
They're stars. Like, yeah, they are stars, and which is, you would never have seen in other indies years ago, or even in other promotions today. They have their own followings. They're bona fide stars in what they do.
It's amazing, and bravo to you, sir. The PWS.
Thank you, man. Still bringing people in. Did anyone recognize the guy who attacked Matthews?
I think that was Matt. Shining Wizards Matt did that.
No, I did not do that. Fucking dickhead.
No, who was it?
Well, I can't break the fourth wall, because.
Oh, you know?
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to meet him
in the back.
Oh, well, for some reason, I felt like this was a little more of a, you know, non-fourth wall kind of show, but all right, all right.
No, no, it is. I just... I'm also drawing a blank on his name right now, so that's why I'm...
gotcha. I'll save the surprise. Well, I'm going to say it's safe to assume that at Fight Night this upcoming weekend that there'll be some answers about that, but I'm just going to tell you, it's the dude's a machine.
He's a very scary individual.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. And if you can figure out who he is and see some footage of this guy, you'd say... the same thing. Like he's impressive, man. He'll be there at Fight Night.
And now, will you be showcasing your talents this Saturday night at Fight Night?
Oh, absolutely, man. I will be defending the belt, and I'm not 100% sure as to all the guys because they had the match listed and it's not on the site anymore. So I'm not sure if they're going to change a few things around or not. You know, so I don't want to say something and end up being changed. Obviously, cards subject to change, but I can tell you it's the suicidal six-way, man. I'll be flying around and kicking people in the face, so.
Awesome.
Definitely. Well, I highly recommend you guys get out there. It's a doubleheader. There's a blow show at 6, and then the student fight night show is at 8:30. Craven's going to be in action. Destruction, Damian Gibbs, Black Hollywood, the whole nine, all the PWS gang's going to be there. I'm sure some of the main roster guys will be there. Kevin Matthews, he's always good for bumming around, beating the shit out of somebody. And I'm sure Clark around. Will be there to entertain everybody.
Oh, Christ, fucking Clark.
Cracker. Fucking guy annoys the shit out of me.
Fucking can't. Why are we the only two people that can't stand that guy?
I don't know. I never liked him from the beginning. Oh, dude,
come on. You guys are crazy. Dude, Clark is the man.
He wanted to fucking behead Shelly Martinez, drag her body into the woods, rape her, and then fucking bury her.
Yeah, I don't see what the problem is. I mean, I wouldn't want to do that to her, but in general, I think it's a great idea.
You're awful. Craven, where can the good people reach you out there in the internet world?
Well, before that, real quick, I just wanted to say with the bombshells, one thing that I don't want people to forget is if, you know, you're looking for autographs, photo ops, that kind of stuff, there's the bombshell super ticket, which is $40, and you get an autograph and a photo op with Kong, Angelina Love, Lana Kai, and Riot. So that's probably the best deal that you're going to have with that kind of thing, man. And then with Fight Night, I know that Destruction is wrestling Bobby Wayward.
Yes, sir.
That'll be a hell of a match. I'm sure everybody saw what happened with Destruction getting attacked by Gamble, by Anthony Bowens. Chris Payne is up on the Tron. You know, obviously Bobby was part of that. So I'm definitely looking forward to that match. Bonesaw is going to be wrestling Damian Gibbs. That'll be a hell of a match. So definitely get out to Fight Night, man.
Definitely will.
Awesome. Matt?
Yes.
His, you want to give out his...
Yeah, if you guys want to follow Craven and keep up with him in the PWS happenings, Craven's Twitter's @MetalGodPWS. It's definitely not just a gimmick. He is a metal guy. I made a Dream Theater reference. He got it. And he yelled Slayer. So
it's a Judas Priest reference.
Nice.
Nice, very nice.
Although, you know what? This all ties in because Rob Halford sucks dicks. And I love Judas.
But he's a talented musician.
And I love Judas Priest
off the stage, but on the stage, he is a metal god. So
he is a metal god. I'm with you. I love Judas Priest. He is
sword swallower. Cock. Oh, he can't get enough in his mouth and his ass everywhere.
At least we have at least it's like a theme with every PWS guy.
Well, that's a Norm McDonald reference. See, I like comedy too.
Craven, thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate everything you've done and everything you're going to keep doing. Continue your awesome success in PWS. And we look forward to seeing you again in the future.
You just had like a fucking Bette Midler moment. I thought you were going to start singing Wind Beneath My Wings.
I thought you were going to play the fucking Emmy music where it's time for me to get off the stage.
Craven, thanks for joining us, brother.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys.
Be good, bud.
Anytime.
Oh, I think I hung up on him. He was going to say something.
Aboo. Craven ruled.
Yes.
Why does everyone have a dick story?
I don't know. Get Bonesaw.
Well, we brought it up.
Well, you know, it all started with Bonesaw, getting people to pay $75 to grab Little Bonesaw. Did you guys forget that? I think
no.
It was the last time we were all together.
I didn't. It was the last time we were all together.
What, the 100th episode?
The 100th episode. That was 8 episodes ago already. That was a long time ago. And I really don't have much to talk about, so let me do some shitty plugs.
Well, they don't have to be shitty.
Well, people know, people should know the drill. But if you're new, we are the Shining Wizards Podcast. We have a network, swn.shiningwizards.com. 7 great shows, 1 great place, including our friends from PWS at 2.5 Wrestlers, Midnight Jory, Mike and Adam, the Neckbreaker Boys from Boston. Dude, we're like the entire East Coast. We got people like from Boston, from Jersey, Philadelphia. Who else am I forgetting? 2.5 Wrestlers we plugged. We've got the Fallen Angels on the network. Phil Rea, we got Staten Island representing with Dave Mega Powers, Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Who else am I
forgetting? Pro Wrestling 101.
Pro Wrestling 101, our friend Justin Credible. 7 great shows, 1 great place. A quick few plugs about us. We are going to be at the Legends of the Ring convention next Saturday, October 5th in Monroe, New Jersey at the Crown Plaza Hotel. There are very few tickets left. Vendor space is sold out. It is jam-packed. They've added tons of people, including Mr. Quintessential Stud Muffin himself. Mr. Joel Gertner will be joining the Wizards and the Turnbuckle Throwback Boys at our table, at our booth. He's coming to our booth. So we got to pin down a time yet, but Mr. Joel Gertner will be joining us. He's got, MXW is his group?
Yes.
Yeah, MXW DVDs, 8x10s, photo ops. It's going to be good times. There's going to be a ton of people there. Come on out, support us, support the boys and the girls and everybody else showing up. Do we have anything else that we need to plug? We got our shirts. They are. You missed out on the sale. Too bad, tough shit. They're $15 now.
Damn.
Isn't it worth an extra $3 to put our logo on your chest, aside from the fucking other things that you put on your chest, like match shit?
Why? I don't understand.
Because you go over people's houses and shit on their
chest.
I
don't, though.
Yes, you do.
I don't understand why you have to be so filthy sometimes.
I like being filthy.
Yeah, but it's not good for us.
Why is it not good for... It's good for you?
No, it doesn't come off as very professional.
Really? Talking about dicks with masks on them, and I'm being unprofessional.
That was funny. It was wrestling related.
That's classy.
Yeah. Oh, that...
That's...
Look, he had a fucking seizure and a concussion. I mean...
We'll humor the man for a couple dick jokes.
His brains are a little scrambled. Wow. Let him make... Some dick jokes.
Dick jokes, duty jokes.
There's a show making its debut in Akron, New York at Braun's Bar and Grill, UPW Upstate Pro Wrestling. They'll be rolling out Headlocks and Home Runs 2. Scheduled to appear Goldust, The Nasty Boy, Shark Boy, Vader, Zima Ion, Hacksaw Jib Duggan. That's going to be a good time. And you can get your tickets at JC's Creekside Deli in Wales Center, New York, Braun's Bar in Akron, New York. Tickets are also available online at tickets.com. So throw that up there. Put in UPW. Check these guys out. Brand new federation. Support them. Lots of good things going on there. And support all your independent wrestling. Get out there. Get yourself seen. Get yourself heard. Wrestling's always a good time. I know the Fallen Angels are wrestling October 5th after Legends of the Rings. I think they're up in Connecticut. So if you can't make it to Monroe and you live in god-awful Connecticut, please get out. Support the Fallen Angels.
Justin Credible lives in Connecticut.
No, he doesn't. He lives in Hazlitt.
No, he doesn't.
No, he lives in Connecticut.
Does he?
Well, he was living in Connecticut. Maybe he does live in Hazlitt.
Connecticut's awful.
Connecticut rules the roost.
No, they have grass, snow, and a helicopter museum.
And Vince McMahon.
The headquarters.
Oh, Vince McMahon.
Yes.
I think I'm going to check out this Wrestling is Art show on Sunday in Booton in the afternoon, if you guys are around.
29?
Whatever this Sunday is. I think. I don't think I'm working in the dinner.
In the dinner.
In the dinner shift.
I'm working in the dinner.
And it's in Booton, know what? 4 o'clock bell time.
If we're getting ready for the end of the show after Bonesaw... Oh, I'm sorry. Did I spoil that?
You did.
Well, Bonesaw is supposed to call in. Maybe he's not ready yet.
Fucking Johnny Mangway is going to be there.
Fucking Johnny Mangway. He's another guy we should have back on the show.
Yeah, but his new gimmick, he's not allowed to talk.
Oh, Dickinson's on this show, too?
It's not that Chris Dickinson.
It's not that Chris
Dickinson. Other Chris Dickinson.
Is that Damian Dragon?
That's Gran Akuma.
Oh.
What time is it?
4 o'clock.
Oh, I
Sunday afternoon.
What time it is.
What time do the Jets play?
I think they play at 4. I think they're in Tennessee.
Yeah.
Probably don't want to watch that.
Sorry, Wrestling is respect. Are
you really going to aggravate yourself with that?
I'm the king of Memphis, Tennessee.
How much do you hate Kyle Wilson?
He's an asshole. Fuck that bitch.
If the Jets lost Sunday, easily could have been placed on his head.
Yeah.
Probably.
Fuck
easily.
Yeah. That asshole.
What other? I think I have some other wrestling notes.
No, you don't.
Mr. Anderson and Mickey James done with
TNA.
Thank
God. Mickey James not so much, but Anderson's got to go.
I like that last.
He had a great match. I did see that match against Bully Ray. Bully Ray, right? That was a great match.
Yeah, you know what that's called? He's looking for future employment.
No, you know what I hear? He's not. I hear he's looking to get into the acting and stuff. I don't think he's looking to go on the road. 300 days a year.
Yeah, it was like it's not like WWE would pick him up anyway. I don't think
he's injury prone. He's like the white Ahmed Johnson.
Don't disrespect Ahmed Johnson.
I'm not disrespecting Ahmed Johnson, but the poor son of a bitch couldn't catch a break. Every time he turned around, he was getting hurt.
He got kicked in the kidneys by Farouk in his show
with his fucking blue Smurf helmet.
Man, when they did the, that was like the best when they did like, they took like his injury and then they put like the the video from the hospital of them operating on his kidneys.
Dude, do you remember the first one they did? It was when they showed fucking superstar Billy Graham getting his hip replacement. They showed footage of that on the fucking Saturday shows.
I don't recall.
You don't remember that?
No, you're like 10 years older than me, dude.
Dude, literally showed the scalpel, like cutting his leg open and shit. The doctors were there with like the chisel, like fucking hammering in the new hip. It was
chisel.
You don't remember that? And then he was trying to walk, and he threw the cane down. He's like, I'm going to climb the mountain. I'm going to conquer it. I'm going to conquer it.
Is that before or after he grabbed somebody's girlfriend and just started taking pictures with her?
And then he was supposed to wrestle at the first Survivor Series. He had to pull out. And that's when they stuck in The Rock, Don Morocco, and he became
his manager. Yeah, and that was just a terrible. That could have gone.
What, the Rock? I actually liked Don Morocco when he was with Superstar.
I don't think he was with him long enough, and they could have pushed him huge at WrestleMania 4.
Who, Don Morocco?
Yes.
They should have. Honestly,
at the expense of Savage?
Well, here's the thing about that tournament. I know like a bunch of other, like it's been popping up all over the place. I don't want to go biting on anybody's gimmicks.
Oh, well, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, they're going to be talking about it.
The great thing about that tournament was, like when I was a kid, anybody to me could have won that thing. Like I looked at that chart, I'm like, oh my God, Don Morocco could be the next world champion.
Did you really think Greg the Hammer could be the next world champion?
Honestly, dude, yeah, why not? Why not? I thought maybe Jake the Snake could have been the world champion.
Jake the Snake probably could have been.
They had a great lineup for that tournament. There were like no jobbers in there.
No, but it annoyed me that like Hogan and Andre got the first round bye and they had to face each other.
There were like four byes in that tournament.
You knew that was a schmoz. Jake and Rude went to a time limit draw.
Yeah, but that was only because the one-man gang couldn't really work, and that was because they wanted DiBiase to be fresh for the gimmick. That's why. Originally, that tournament wasn't set up that way.
No, I heard. Where did I read that?
It was originally set up differently. Yeah, I remember catching that as a kid. I was like, why did they change this? I'm like, what's... And then right away, you knew. It was like, oh, Hogan and Andre are facing each other already. So, whatevs. Whatevs.
I don't know where Bonesaw is.
That's all right. Maybe we don't get to talk to Bonesaw tonight. Maybe Bonesaw we can talk to next week.
Should have been ready.
We got some big guests lined up. I'm not mentioning any names.
Hopefully.
I'm very happy with Matt. Matt's back.
Work to do.
Matt's back from Pizza Land, and he's working the Twitter and everything all over again.
Going nuts.
It's nice to be back.
Yes. Well, should we start pulling the train into the station?
I guess so.
Do you want to see if She Thirsty's up on the...
Oh, fuck yeah. I found it on Facebook before.
Nice.
The actual one?
I didn't even check the volumes on this. I'm assuming it's going to work.
Oh, hey now.
Shh, shh, shh. Are you ready? I said, are you ready?
Going.
I take it that's a no.
I'm ready, man.
No. There he is.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I thought I had you on speaker, but I didn't, so my phone wasn't next to my ear.
On the hotline.
Whatever you said for the first 30 seconds, I actually didn't hear at all.
I was just saying, are you ready? I was trying to be Triple H-esque.
No, I've been ready now. You should
nice.
Know that.
Ladies and gentlemen, the brand new, spanking new, glistening new PWS World Heavyweight Champion, the one and only Bonesaw.
What's up, brother?
Hey, nothing, man. That was a nice little introduction right there. I don't think you outdid David Adams, though.
Ooh.
Oh.
I mean, Matt, who can, really?
Matt, you want to do a David Adams impression?
Would you? Really?
Yes.
I hope he doesn't listen to your show. He's so mad at that impersonation.
I'm sorry. It sounds like he's eating the microphone.
He is, bro. He's hungry. That's not paying
talks,
him.
It is basically down his throat.
That's what she said?
Little Serge hangy ball back there.
The uvula.
No, I thought it was an epiglottis.
You would know it's the Courage hangy ball.
Oh, it's not. All right. I didn't know the medical term. I'm sorry. It's
so, Mr. Bonesaw, more importantly, we know you're the newly crowned PWS World Heavyweight Champion, but we need to know about She Thirsty.
We have to.
And you seem you seem that the inside track. Joey Janela, we spoke to him earlier tonight.
He wasn't there, so he knows a little bit about it, but he wasn't there.
Craven Varro, we also spoke to, the Suicidal Six-Way Champion, also arrived late, missed it. There is pictures of
I was part of the original maybe like eight that actually got the pleasure of seeing this thing live. Oh my god!
Is it as incredible as the stories making the rounds? Is it that good?
When people who weren't there hear the story, it's really really funny to them, but they still don't get it because they weren't there. It's that much funnier to the people that actually.
So how did this all, how did it all develop? Like, who approached who? Like, did you just see it and you went up to?
I got to give a lot of credit to Black Hollywood on this one.
All right.
Because Sean and Ray were just screaming across the lot at him. And he was doing some kind of mic check or something, and he was kind of dropping some lyrics from his new hit song, She Thirsty. And they loved it, so they start shouting it out. So we find out at 1 o'clock that he's going to start his set at 1:15. So we were all ready to hang around and see what with Shaq Daddy or Shaxical offer. So we're bullshitting with him, and I figure out where he gets his name from and all the other stuff like that. And then he finally he starts his song and. I believe, don't quote me on the lyrics because I'm still getting familiar with them, but I think it starts out with, I met this girl on Sunday, she called me on Monday, texted me on Tuesday, and Wednesday tried to seduce me. And it's just followed by, she thirsty, she thirsty, she thirsty, she thirsty.
That bitch is parched.
And Ray followed because she thirsty, she thirsty. Oh my god.
Dude, Cable, pull it out.
Picture this kid rapping this song. Mind you, he had like an afro hawk, if that makes sense to you. It was a really high mohawk.
Kevin Street, he knows.
I know.
And we were all just jumping up and down, and he handed out Gatorade bottles for us to just like, throw around and splash around, and we just,
you know, because
nuts to him singing. I mean, we left after that song. We didn't stick around for anything else.
Oh, why would you?
No, he just, you know, he threw his best song out there first. He did do an encore.
Was it She Hungry?
An encore. So he did his first ever encore, She Thirsty. And now we have him booked to perform at Bombshells. On this Saturday.
That's so awesome.
So was there was there a crowd there already, or did you guys create the crowd, or what?
Us, and then I'm pretty sure it was like his family and friends only. And they were just so happy. I mean, check out the video. I mean,
you can't find it.
Shaq Mama's out there.
Oh, you got it?
On YouTube, check it out.
Baby.
We might have it. We may close the show with it.
Yeah, oh no, we're gonna close the show with it.
PWS invades. Shaq Daddy's She Thirsty.
Oh, okay.
That's awesome. Thirsty.
5-minute video of us just doing stupid stuff.
So how do you feel about the fact that PWS just may have found their next breakout star?
Oh, I said, you know how they have $5 wrestling? I said we should do a $5 rapping. And
oh, God.
Have him just perform, maybe sing some entrance songs or something. I don't know. We all started joking around about it, and then just Eric just went ahead and booked it.
Of course, it was Eric.
If you need somebody for rap battles, Matt is available anytime.
No, I'm not a fucking rap battler.
That's the point.
Can you imagine that? Matt versus Shaq Daddy, just right in the middle of the ring doing a freestyle.
On Sunday, I made 3 pizzas. On Monday, it was 4. On Tuesday, it was 5. She hungry.
Man, I'll fucking drop an N-bomb and it'll be over.
Yeah. Jesus. Oh, man. All right, Bonesaw. The fucking...
So Bonesaw is the PWS heavyweight champion.
Yes, we've established that.
That is vastly overlooked. All the years you worked at this trade, this business, and all we want to do is talk about She Thirsty. How does that make you feel?
I don't know. It's just a better story. She Thirsty.
I don't think it's a better story. You wrestled as Mike Dennis, and then from the ashes came Bonesaw, and he took over PWS.
What, did Mike Dennis burn alive?
Yeah. Jesus. It's like a superhero.
He's there somewhere, but I mean, Bonesaw just kicks his ass any day of the week. Mike Dennis is just a fucking pussy, I swear to God. Bonesaw would just fucking rip his head off.
I hear Mike Dennis serves my girlfriend's underage sister at the bar he works at.
What?
That is a false statement.
I didn't hear anything. What'd you say?
You can't just make up
stories about dead people.
No one's dead.
You said Mike Dennis was in the ashes and then Bonesaw came
out. Mike Dennis is like a phoenix.
No, Bonesaw is the phoenix.
Whatever.
Coming out of Michael Dennis's dead body.
No one's dead.
Well, you know who's... You're right. And the career of Bonesaw is fucking taking off. You defeat Matt Hardy. You win the PWS World Championship. And I see coming down the line, you're facing former ECW World Champion Justin Credible. What a fucking ride you're on, dude.
It's different now. You know? I've been kind of climbing the ladder, and now that I'm at the top, is, you know, it's me fighting for more than a title. Now I still have an undefeated streak I have to fight for also, so you know, it's kind of from two ways now. It's, I don't want to lose my undefeated streak, and I definitely don't want to lose that title, so it'll be that much more intense for me out there. Now it's time to kick it up a notch even more.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
I worked Lance on Saturday, and he was fantastic again, and that was actually my first title defense already. It's not bad. You have 2 matches the night before, and you still go ahead and put the title on the line the next day.
Well, you're fucking Bonesaw, dude.
Find another champ that's going out there and fighting like that.
Now, I made a comment earlier when we were talking to Craven about the gimmick you carry with you, not the chainsaw.
The medallion.
The medallion. I called it a medallion. What would you call it?
Yeah, that's a good word for it.
Okay, see, I got my fucking balls busted because I said medallion.
What's it
no,
really?
I actually, that was one of my suggested words to David Adams. I said medallion or pendant, and he went with pendant. But I thought a medallion.
Yeah, I like medallion better.
Does Shaq Daddy have better bling?
Shaq Daddy was rocking 2 chains, man. And he gave a shout-out to Lil Wayne and YMCMB. So.
Oh, because I'm sure they're close.
He may be connected somehow. And another song, he just stopped. He was like, shout-out to my homie Lil Wayne, YMCMB. And...
Oh, man, I brought it back to Shaq Daddy. I'm sorry. No, Bonesaw.
Kevin, once it goes on to Shaq Daddy, just forget about everything else.
Kevin's enamored.
It's so funny. Oh, my God.
Kevin wants to know when the first...
The world will be able to see it firsthand at the
Blow
Saturday.
Show.
So
yeah, Saturday.
If everybody wants to catch the craze of what Shaq Daddy is, you're just going to have to actually go to PWS and find out.
No, we got to promote...
To be on the inside of this amazing event. So.
Listen, I got the gimmick. You get the PWS sign girls to be his bitches. No, nothing.
Did we lose him?
Wait, say that again?
I think
he didn't hear you properly.
No, he didn't.
He probably was.
Oh, he just wants me to say it again and embarrass myself twice.
No,
I didn't hear what he said.
Tony wants the PWS sign girls to be his bitches.
Do I want them to?
No.
Tony thinks that's a good idea to have the PWS sign girls be his bitches.
Shaq Daddy's bitches.
Shaq Daddy. I'm not going to touch that one. I'm going to leave that one alone.
Fair enough. All right, Bonesaw, just take us through the moment. Alex Reynolds defeats Kevin Matthews. Your music hits. You run down. What is it like?
It felt pretty fucking cool, to be honest with you. You know, being the first show with that brand new stage and everything, being able to walk down that ramp like that, in front of that many people too, that drew pretty well. That outdrew
Ring of Honor and something else. That
Evolve?
Yeah, Evolve. You know, to outdraw both of them was real cool. Thinking about that afterwards, you know, but at the time, I don't know, like it seemed all pretty real at that moment. Like, all right, I'm about to go do this, and I went down and took care of business.
And I'm going to go ahead again. We've already broken the fourth wall a billion times here on the show today. I was actually back doing the stuff with Eddie. And when you came back, there was nothing but love and admiration from all the boys in the back. What does something like that mean to you? I know the crowd response is probably great. And I saw you all over the place taking pictures with the fans and the belt. But when you come back down those stairs at the end of the night and the boys are chanting your name, everyone was chanting Bonesaw on the back. What was that like to you?
That was actually better than winning it itself. My hard work got me that belt, but, you know, more importantly, it got me the respect in that locker room, and to have literally everybody just standing there clapping for me, you know, chanting Bonesaw, and then the crowd hears that.
They started.
You know, the crowd that didn't spill out, and then the crowd starts chanting Bonesaw also, and all of a sudden you got 600 people screaming your name. You know, it's a pretty cool feeling. And, you know,
I was wondering if you were going to do
the respect that you get out of it is a lot. You know, it's a lot better than actually being able to hold it.
I was wondering if you were going to go do the New York Yankee ball cap tip once the crowd started getting in behind all the boys chanting.
I should have came out for the curtain call.
Yeah, I was thinking
yeah,
that, but
you say New York Yankees though.
You could have said Lou Gehrig
curtain call.
No, curtain call escaped my mind, so fuck off, all right?
No, I said, reference.
Well, I'm wearing a Yankee hat.
I see that.
Bonesaw, they're drunk. Now
no,
they're
we're
yelling,
not drunk.
They're
this
yelling at each other.
I was fucking drunk at the 100th episode with Bonesaw.
Oh, no shit.
Before your match with Matt Hardy, we were looking at the Bonesaw, Shining Wizards Matt and Shining Wizards Tony pictures. Boy, was I lit like a fucking Christmas tree, dude. Holy shit. We had a good time that night.
Oh, yes, we did.
Yeah, that was fun.
We'll air the after show someday.
No.
Yes, we will. I'll have to edit it down to 3 minutes, but we'll air it. Bonesaw, what's on the agenda for tonight? Staying home whacking your bag, or are you going out?
I'm actually just kind of got out of my car. I'm just pulling up, going to hit a couple stores. But I think I'm going to watch some World War Z and check that bad boy out.
Nice. Very yeah. Nice.
Do you know who you're facing Saturday at Fight Night?
Gibbs.
Ooh, that's going to be a sweet
nice
match.
I like his new gimmick.
Yeah, it's really cool, but, you know, I'll just have to beat him real quick.
Yeah, kick his ass.
Now, when are we going to see Bonesaw t-shirts?
That's a funny thing that you asked. Bonesaw t-shirts, I'm going to take a pre-order for.
Nice.
On this Saturday.
All right, well, put me down for
I'm
me.
In.
Yeah.
Put all right. So, yeah, I'll be carrying that around with me, and I'll guarantee him for the October show. You have him by then.
Very
That's
good.
Awesome. That is awesome. Yeah. Mr. Bonesaw, where can the good people follow you on the internet?
You know it by now. You
know, I know it. I like to hear you say it. Yep. It gets me excited.
Mm-hmm. Bonesaw PWS.
Nice.
That's where you'll find me on everything.
Wait, say it slower.
It's pretty simple.
He's just being a creep.
It's actually really easy. You know, if you were to try and find me in the first place, that would probably be the thing that you would type in.
Nice.
If you go back and listen to this episode, it'll all make sense in the end. I mean, with Joey Janela talked about wrestlers who wear masks.
Having masks on their penises. And then we, all right, so let me ask you, whose penis would win? Starman's penis with a Starman mask or Bonesaw's penis with a mini chainsaw?
Kevin is just disgusted. Do you have any weird stories about seeing somebody's balls?
No. If I did, I would probably keep them to myself.
Okay, because Craven had a weird story.
That's the best answer I've heard this entire night.
About practicing his shooting star presses while Vader was in his underwear and his mask watching him.
Yeah, I think Craven had the best story tonight.
Yeah, but this one makes me the least uncomfortable. So it's cool.
Why? Hey, did you pitch that idea to Legends of the Rings about them touching your dick for $75?
No, I would never.
70. I know it. 75 is not enough, bro. Now it's 150.
Yeah, he, price went up.
You can get that champ,
dude. He can get that Ricky Steamboat money now.
Yeah.
Hey, Bonesaw, what do you make of that guy calling the PWS Championship belt the Intercontinental Championship belt?
I think he's a delusional idiot.
Exactly.
Wait, did Clark said this?
No, some guy. There was like there's a picture of Bonesaw with the belt, and some guy. Like said, that's like, I don't know if he was being serious or not, but he was saying that that's the Intercontinental Championship belt. And I was like, dude, the plate's different. The shape, the size, the design. All he saw was the globe and the white strap, basically. Yeah. And then Bonesaw and Matthew and everybody just let him have it. And he was a guy who didn't know what he was talking about.
What a dumb shit to fucking argue about it, the shape of a championship belt. That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah, well, I mean, Bonesaw saw. He's like, listen, Bonesaw, like, he's like, I'm the one that's holding it. I should know, basically, sort of deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I fucking hold the thing. I should know what it fucking looks
do you,
like.
Dude, the belts are sick now.
Do you, like, carry that around with you?
Yeah, do you have that?
No.
Why not?
Dude.
That's too much responsibility for me. I ain't touching that. I don't want to be in charge of that thing.
Yeah, would be, like, too hacky if you just wore it around?
Yeah.
Like, if you go to Japan, you get the Rivera, the steakhouse jacket. If you wear that around, you're like a toolbox.
Yeah.
I would wear it if I was the champion. Oh, that's just, I'd be wearing it right now. So.
I'd be wearing it to work tomorrow.
Yeah, probably.
This is much better when you've drank a six pack with us, isn't it?
Yeah, it was.
All right. On that note.
Yeah, well, I think we're going to let you go.
I
got
to get running.
Mr. Saul.
Well, Bonesaw, thank you for taking the time to call in.
All right, man. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Later, brother.
Thank you, brother. Be good.
All
right.
Later.
Well, there it is.
You, but I'm done. I'm
fucking
dying.
Night of Champions. We talked to everybody. Fucking CZW World Champion Drew Gulak. We talked to PWS Suicidal Six-Way Champion Craven Varro. We talked to the PWS World Heavyweight Champion Bonesaw.
And Joey
And we
Janela.
Checked in with our buddy Joey Janela to make sure he was doing okay.
The former champion.
Former tri-state / suicidal six-way champion.
Yes.
Whew, that was a doozy. It's nice to be back in studio. I wish Eddie could have been here, but he had some previous...
Eddie's here. Say hi to him.
He had some business he had to attend to.
Kevin, say hi to Eddie.
Don't.
I'm not saying hi to
Fuck
Eddie.
Fuck you both.
You're the worst. Let's see if this will work now. Oh, ShiningWizards.com, SWN.ShiningWizards.com. Check us out. Follow us.
And thanks for knocking into the fucking cable while you were sitting down.
I didn't do it on purpose.
Kevin and I were going deaf.
You'll be fine. All right.
I live.
Follow us on Twitter at Wizards Podcast. Peter Sanzone, you won the Twitter DVD giveaway last night. I will hit you up for your information later, and we'll get that in the mail. You're getting just a random DVD that was left over from boxes of wizardry.
Does he want the Kayla Sparks DVD?
Nobody should want that. And with that, we're going to hit you with some Shaq Daddy Cheat Thirsty Encore. I don't know the quality of this. This is kind of like an on-the-fly thing. We just found it. So hopefully this comes through the computer. This looks like it's an... what is this?
Wait.
I hate your computer.
Flash? What? Click up top. Just click the link up top. Click the link. There you go. Click that. It should open the page.
Okay.
And then do what you usually do. Activate Adobe. Yep. There you go. Activate all. There you go. No, you can do that one. That's fine. Yep.
I got to bring my computer.
Cheat Thirsty Encore. Well, if you people buy some of our t-shirts, we might have enough money to get ourselves a new soundboard for Matt.
Yeah.
Who is that singer?
That was Black Hollywood. Back.
Holy shit, Dan Moff dancing. That could be the greatest thing I've ever seen. Dan Moff dancing, doing an ass grind.
Monday.
I'm so mad I wasn't there for this.
Thursday.
That was worth it right there.
God damn, that's fucking fantastic.
I'm so jealous of all of them.
I'm thirsty.
I'm Tony.
I'm Matt.
I'm Kevin.
And I'm Eddie. Good night.
I hate you.